much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What's it like to stare into the eye of Satan's butthole?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I hear people say, that's not how I define marriage. Well, to them I say, love knows no bounds. Why can't people marry dogs? I'm certainly not advocating intimacy with your pets. I, for one, think intimacy has no place in a marriage. Walked in on my parents once, and it was like seeing two walruses wrestling. So, woof on Prop 15, Ohio. And that's how Sue sees it.
That woman really knows her way around a penis.
Sometimes you don't know what life is like, box of chocolate, right, Bean?
Who's the best elite coach in the world?
You.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Psycho Mike, period. Psycho Mike. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Psycho Mike.
Like a garden, I dig it.
Hey, Mike, we all boxed it over, and we're going to need you to shut the up.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Man, this song is whack.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Box. Vodka.
Roll another one.
Nice sausage.
Just like the other one.
It makes you happy.
This one seems to be about to quit.
This is violent and offensive.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Let's hug it out.
Roll. Roll another one.
Did somebody order a hooker over here?
Just like.
Really like penis.
This one seems to be about to
Kevin, lay out the sauce, man.
I don't have another cent.
If there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
But don't bogart that joint.
Release the Kraken.
Just pass it around.
Uh-huh, what's that all about?
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
And I'm Buzz.
And now,
my friends always said to me, your voice is like butter to our ears. Could you please find a way to get that audible chocolate on the airwaves? Well, here I am.
Our feature presentation.
Audible chocolate.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I wish that was my nickname. That'd be great. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday morning, finally. What a long week it's been for me, huh?
Bet it has.
You must be exhausted.
Come to work till Wednesday, so I need a break.
And skated through Thursday, to be honest. So
really don't remember much of that.
Not like you were committed.
Right.
Hey, we're going to take your telephone calls up next at 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number to get on the air to get a prize to get us going on a Friday. Psycho Mike is the co-host of Loveline, as you know. Heard all across this great land with our friend Dr. Drew. And you get the strangest calls. And Mike was telling us, and I want to hear the rest of this story, Kevin, if you'll permit us, because right before the song ended, he was telling us about a girl with a sad vagina. And I had not – I'm no doctor, but I had not heard of the medical condition known as sad vagina.
Wow, it actually frowns.
This really happened. This girl was serious. Real call. She was a stripper who broke up with her boyfriend, and she was very depressed over it. And her question for Dr. Drew was, Doctor, I feel like I have a very depressed vagina. And I want to know what I can do to perk it up. Now, I thought that she was just kind of funny, and that was her way of making an analogy to the fact that she was depressed inside and is not feeling horny anymore.
Yeah. Right.
She truly believed, because she was looking at it in the mirror as she was talking to us, that she had a frowning and sad vagina.
So she was,
it's all droopy and
she
stuff?
Was meaning it literally.
Yeah, yeah. So I put her on hold and I said, Drew.
Did you ask if the rest of her is fine? Like, she's not depressed, her mind, her emotions,
everything?
Are
her boobs still happy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I put her on hold. I said, Dr. Drew, is this a bogus call? What are we? And he said, no. seriously twisted sexual trauma survivors have a way of compartmentalizing their body parts, specifically their sexual organs.
Right.
And they believe that they are the control center for all their desires sexually. And I said, this is insane. There's no way you're telling the truth. I put her back on. I said, honey, talk to me. Are you really looking at your vagina right now and you really think it's frowning and you really think it has some control over how you feel sexually? She's like, oh, yeah. I just want to perk it up, you know, like when you put a smile on your dog's face or something. I just want to figure out how to do it. And this is the first time on the show where, and we get wacky calls.
Yeah,
that was the first time I couldn't even wrap my head around what was going on in this woman's brain.
Yeah,
what did she think would perk it up?
I think she was hoping Dr. Drew would ask her to, like, keister a Prozac or something. I mean, it was unbelievable.
That's a good answer.
I told her to do like that you do in, like, the old-time movies to represent going crazy. Maybe that would make the badgie laugh.
Was she able to smile? I mean, just say, try to smile right now. Give it a shot. Just try to.
No, she was very depressed. Huh. And I was curious. I said, so at some point, you had a happy vagina.
Right.
It was a smile. And she's like, yeah, it used to look upbeat and, like, good. It used to look like everything was all sunny.
Well, could she send a photo in and we'll put it up on the website and people can vote on whether it's happy or sad? Could we do that?
On Sunday night, I will solicit for her to call back and definitely have her send in some photos.
I think that's
a great idea.
that's what Psycho Mike does for his other job, by the way.
We get that call every
sad
day.
Sad vaginas. No, that's awesome.
All right, time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. Today's prize, a Kevin Bean t-shirt, allegedly. Let's start with, Phil. Interesting story in the news this week. He's on line 3, and he joins us on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Phil. What it do?
Morning. What it do, baby boo? What it do, you two clowns?
What it do?
Hey, got a question. Maybe Psycho Mike can answer this. The other day on the news, I heard there was a 22-year-old that was involved in the high school basketball. They found out he was 22, and they kicked him out. And he won like most points in a year. So, I mean, my question is, isn't a 22-year-old body more developed than a 17-year-old body? And how the hell did he get around that?
Most of the time, I imagine it is. But there are a lot of people who are 16 and look 22. And there are a lot of people who are 22 and look 16.
All the actors who are 28 portraying high school students.
Yeah.
Phil, especially in basketball where, there's such a paramount on being tall. You know, so even kids that are just quickly developed end up being, like, star basketball players. Right. But they've been doing this for
years. Here's why this kid's a doofus, though. He was 6'5". And he had played high school ball, and he was really good. And I guess he missed it, so he decided he would fake a birth certificate, move to another state, and try to get into high school again so he could play basketball again, right?
Nice.
But he was playing at a level at which people recognized him. People's like, hey, I remember that dude from the tournament 6 years ago.
That's hilarious. That's great.
Why wouldn't he go to a college someplace and play?
Maybe he wasn't that good. I don't know.
So bad he needed to go to high school instead of college.
How long did he play? He played that whole season when they won the championship, Phil?
That's what they said. They won the conference title, and they stripped everything. He had most points scored.
Sure, yeah, all the records.
They stripped everything.
Oldest
from
player? Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 22.
Exactly, oldest. So,
remember that Little League? Wasn't there a Little League World Series player who was like around 22 or something like
kid
that?
Kid was 59 years old.
A while back, yeah.
Really crazy.
All right, great call. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Let's try Mark. He's on line 4. He's got a TV tip for us. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephews? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to, the other day, Ralph Garman did a movie or a show beat about an actress saying that there should be more porn in shows or movies, right?
Right.
Well, there's a show on Starz Network, a series, independent series, that's called Spartacus, Blood and Sand. And it is pretty much a mixture between the movie 300 and softcore porno.
Is that right?
Wanted to fill you guys in on that, see if you guys can check that out.
Spartacus, all right.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
It's boobalicious, I know that.
It's boobalicious, and the main girl in there is the girl from Xena Warrior Princess, and she as well shows her topless side.
All right.
Okay.
That's a good tip.
Just wanted to fill you guys in on that.
Thank you, Mark. That's a good tip. I like
appreciate that.
People call you just them. Want to keep saying tip, don't you?
Good tip. I'm saying tip, though.
Justin is on line six. He may be a very sad Cleveland Cavaliers fan. Let's find out. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the show. What it do?
Hello, Justin. Justin.
Hey, what it do? What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
I am a Cavs fan, but after last night, I don't know anymore. He is just...
You had another crappy night?
Oh, my God.
He scored 28 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he handed the ball over every single time he had it. He had a chance to do something.
Yeah,
he had like 10 turnovers last night. It was horrible.
It's really bizarre to see a guy like that who is head and shoulders above everybody, literally and in his talent. It's really weird to see a guy like that just fall apart.
Maybe his penis is depressed.
Oh, that's a great point, Lisa.
Could be.
My favorite point last night was when all the fans started screaming, New York, New York, New York.
Looky here. Everybody's quick to just say, oh, LeBron has given up. And the Cavaliers as a whole were not coached very well, in my opinion. I mean, like, the whole strategy at stopping the Boston Celtics was a bad one. I mean, they had Shaquille O'Neal trying to guard Kevin Garnett off the pick and roll.
Right.
And got abused all night long.
Which
I mean, this
impossible.
Can't really be blamed all on LeBron James. The way they went about trying to take on the Boston Celtics was a bad way of going about
Agreed.
It.
Agreed. But most of the time, a guy like LeBron or Kobe or whoever's the best in the league right now, they will step up and just flat out not let their team lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the talent.
They'll score 40 if they have to.
Yeah.
And we've seen LeBron do that in the past. I can recall a certain game, I don't remember how many seasons ago, against the Detroit Pistons, where LeBron literally just won the game for the team.
Right, but how many turnovers did he have? That's different.
You didn't see that happen last night. I agree that he doesn't seem to have the same eye of the tiger. But as a whole, that was a bad effort for the team, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I agree.
People are getting a little too nitpicky on LeBron, I think.
And it was competitive into the fourth quarter, though. I mean, that's right at the end of the third is when they ended up being down by 9 or something like that, never really recovered. But, I mean, it wasn't like it was a blowout like it was a couple of nights before. Hey, one more question, Justin, because I gave up and went to bed. They were waiting for LeBron to come out for his press conference at the end, and did he ever show? And if so, what did he have to say?
You know what? I was so sore after the game, I didn't want to see. I turned
you turned it off. Okay.
Yeah. Did you say you were sore?
Yeah. Yeah,
meaning angry?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last couple minutes, you didn't even try to do anything. I mean, the whole team. It wasn't just LeBron. It was the whole team. It really looked like they gave up in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, they really mentally fell apart.
I think some of those guys were already in the locker room before the buzzer. I really do. They were actually gathering up their stuff with about 30 seconds left on the clock to leave.
I got to tell you, I'm sort of happy that Shaq didn't win one, though, there. I really am sort of happy for that.
But you're sort of sad to see the Celtics advance to the next round, too,
by the
way.
Celtics.
You hate them.
Yeah, I hate Celtics as a team. Shaq, I'm not a fan of because he can't shoot free throws any better than I could when I was 3.
Right.
But
all right. You know. Thank you very much for the call, Justin. We appreciate it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bejo, shall we?
You can call me back at 1-800-FU-KEVIN.
All right. I don't want to call you, but thank you. Train wreck in the studio today. That's Kyle Gass. Kyle Gass, half of Tenacious D, will be in here with his band. They are going to be performing live. Very excited about that.
They are, don't you know, the five-headed hydra of pleasure is how they describe themselves. So very excited to see them live.
There's some uproar over the diet of the Chinese astronaut that's in space. He apparently has certain things that he eats to keep his strength up. Not everyone is as thrilled as he is. Hmm. So when he takes out a little package that says Lola on it, then Lisa goes, wait, hey, that's a dog.
God.
He's got a combination pet and meal, though,
That's true.
In space. I mean, you're very limited on space, so anything that can double up, you know, do double duty, I think you got to go with that, Lisa.
But the pet is only at the beginning.
Oh, dear God.
At the end, you don't have
both
a pet.
Both of you, shut up.
Andrew, hey, don't knock until you've tried it.
Andrew Siciliano talking sports today.
We
got the movie beat.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph is here to tell you about all the new movies. We have TV for dogs. A lot of people apparently leave their television sets on.
If they're
on
not going to eat them, may as well entertain them.
Right. While they're gone. Like, you go to work, so you leave the TV on.
Or the radio.
Well, you want to keep them. You want to keep them happy because it keeps them supple and tender for when you do get around to eating them.
Oh, yes, exactly. And we started having a conversation about, like, oh, no, my dog's like blah, blah, blah. Oh,
we all leave the TV or radio on for our dog.
Right, but you all leave something specific on.
Yes, that's true.
You have a target for that dog, and you say, this dog really enjoys this more than anything else, which makes me think you're crazy. So we're going to do that in the next hour. We'll take your calls, and I don't know if you heard, but yesterday on Oprah, Rob Pattinson said he wanted to be a rapper.
Yes.
So
he's got the personality for it.
He really does.
Ralph nailed it, man. The dude is a born hype man. Getting him out there on the stage with a giant clock around his neck. He'll be fine.
So that's coming up today. Plus, we've got your tickets for the weenie roast.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. That's what we have today on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break, and we'll come back with Ralph. Showbiz beat now.
Bean from Tennessee, are you as big of a fan as Paramore as I am?
Gave you Kicking Mexico with Megan Fox, his girlfriend Megan Fox.
Megan.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. How about the Dirty Heads featuring Rome on the way? Also, we got some Bush, Offspring, and White Stripes straight ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Ralph joins us for our first look at the showbiz beat.
Tragic news today. Sad, sad news.
Uh-oh.
The Tribune Media Services just announced that they will cease syndication of the Little Orphan Annie comic strip.
Oh, no!
Little Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy and Daddy Warbucks.
Had no idea that was still going on.
How dare you, Lisa?
Me either. I haven't read it
Sorry.
Once. Not one time.
Comic strip has been running for 85 years.
Is wow. that right?
Isn't that nuts?
Did people just realize, hey, we have good options now?
They said, hey, she has no pupils. This little bitch has no pupils. I am not going to read this anymore. Big old silver dollar eyes.
After 85 years.
Yeah. Turns out the sun will not come out tomorrow. Turns out you just go away. I'm just saying. Rachel Yucatel.
Yes.
Can't keep her whore mouth shut.
Oh.
Came out yesterday and said, yes, it was me who carried on that torrid affair with Bone Star David Boreanaz.
Oh.
Really?
First, yeah. That's what we heard, and
right.
then it was denied.
And then we were told it wasn't, right. And now apparently it is.
Now it is.
And,
but
of course,
she was not the one who was blackmailing him. That was a different whore who can't keep her mouth shut.
Gloria Allred's representing her, so I'm assuming this is the same chick.
Huh.
Hmm.
Gloria Allred, of course, was right there she made her statement to Us Weekly magazine. She said that David treated her and called her his girlfriend and would call her in between takes while filming Bones. Either took her out in public. She said she was the one who did the breaking up and has come forward because she believes that David wasn't completely honest about their relationship.
Yeah.
Did she know about his wife?
I'm guessing yes.
See, to me, this frames Tiger in a whole different realm, even. Because to me, now she's a person who seeks out married men.
She's a serial homewrecker.
Honestly.
But what about the other 50?
Well, those are different.
Okay.
Or are they?
But her...
Yeah, she's a piece of work.
She clearly is going after high-profile people so that she can have a relationship with them, married or not.
If not, at the very least, she doesn't seem to give a rat's ass about other people's marriages, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Best case scenario, she's just indifferent to the feelings of these women.
Now, she's already been denied her money. Why is she now standing in front of cameras with a lawyer?
What
does she need that lawyer for?
I don't know. Why does anyone ever need Gloria Allred by their side?
No idea.
Maybe it'll help when they're selling their reality show.
Listen, I'll do it for free if you just let me get on camera. That's what she says.
So, we'll have to wait and see. See, this is what I'm saying. Women.
Don't blanket women.
Women are bad. That's what we're saying,
Lisa.
Don't
do that.
We've always said that.
First of all, the men are cheating.
Okay, here, how about this story?
Let's not go just jump past that.
Cameron Diaz is apparently dating Alex Rodriguez to get back at Kate Hudson.
Women are no goddamn good.
Well, that must be true then, if it's written there.
According to Us Weekly magazine, friends say that Cameron Diaz is still ticked off at Kate because shortly after Cameron broke up with Justin Timberlake, Goldie Hawn pounced and was hooking up with Justin 2 days after they broke up in 2007.
Goldie Hawn?
I've seen women do some very nutty stuff. Illogical things that a man would never do.
Yeah. Not Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, of course, who was the daughter.
I like Goldie Hawn.
Who was the daughter
better.
Of Goldie Hawn.
Now that's a story.
Kate Hudson jumped on Justin 2 days after he broke up with Cameron Diaz in 2007. Cameron was furious, and now this is payback by Cameron.
Is it possible that you've just used some really poor judgment here?
Cameron's jumping on A-Rod in order to make Kate angry.
I like it.
And she's having a good time to boot.
I like it.
I understand that, but why is A-Rod jumping on camera? That's what I don't get. That's the part of the equation that really I'm just speechless over.
Obviously. Look, this is a dude who's with Madonna. I mean, who knows what choices he makes when it comes to the femininity.
He loves fug. He swims in fug.
Yeah. He's a fug swimmer. You know Taylor Momsen from Gossip Girl?
Oh, fuck.
Yes, I do.
Don't F around with her.
Okay.
Taylor admits in an interview with the UK Daily Mail that she is a big weapons collector.
Yes.
And carries her trusty switchblade with her at all times.
Wow.
She even brags that she has managed to sneak it through airport security several times.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, I hope no one screams the time is now to Taylor Momsen because we could all be in trouble. Apparently says it makes her feel more secure and like she can handle herself when she has her switchblade with her.
Okay.
Oh, Gossip Girl carrying a knife. That's out of line, isn't it?
That is weird.
And Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt had an uninvited guest yesterday. TMZ.com reports that Heidi's mom, Darlene Egeloff, showed up and refused to leave their house.
What?
No word on why. Maybe she's trying an intervention, trying to rescue her daughter from the clutches of Spencer Pratt. But local police were called. Her mother was eventually escorted from the property, and now Heidi wants a restraining order against her.
Oh, my God. The
story just keeps getting better.
Against her own mom.
Yep.
Wow.
And by the way, I know you don't watch The Hills, but Heidi had a very close relationship with her mom, and her husband, Spencer, does nothing but run her mom down and try to split them apart and, you know, try to get her to stop seeing and criticizing her all the time. It's just, it's really sad to watch.
Big
don't.
Day. That's true. Don't watch.
Don't watch.
You won't be sad then. Do you let your dogs watch The Hills?
They love it. No, that's too racy for
them. Oh, they love it.
Big day in celebrity birthdays. Movie producer George Lucas is 66 years old today. By the way, I want to give you a little heads up. Not this Sunday, but next is Family Guy's second in a series of tributes to the original Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, fantastic.
So they're doing Empire Strikes Back, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And I've seen a little bit of it, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. So check that out. We'll talk more about it next week.
Who are you?
I got a couple different roles in it. My favorite one is I play the medical droid that fixes Luke's hand at the end. Remember, he gets his hand cut up and they give him the robot hand? We've got a very little funny scene. Chris Griffin is Luke, of course, in the movie. It's very fun. George Lucas is 66 years old today. David Byrne of the Talking Heads is 58. Yeah. Robert Zemeckis, also 58 years old. Actor Tim Roth is 49 years old. He, of course, on Lie to Me, which just got picked up for another season. Glad to hear that. CeCe DeVille of Poison is 48. Fabrice Morvan. Remember that name? Remember who Fab Morvan is?
See, Millie Vanilli?
Yeah, Millie Vanilli. Yeah. Very, very, very good, Kevin. 44 years old today. Cate Blanchett has got a new movie coming out today. Robin Hood. She is 41 years old today. Sofia Coppola is 39. Amber Tamblyn turns 27 years old today. And actress Miranda Cosgrove celebrates her 17th birthday today.
Oh, no.
So close. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Could James Cameron stop the Gulf oil leak? The billionaire director of Avatar, and more important, Titanic and the Abyss, has a fleet of submersible vehicles he used to shoot underwater sequences. He leases them out to industry, and he's offered them to BP if it'll help stop the leak. They have other plans for the moment that they say will contain, but not cut the flow of oil.
I understand the frustration. I mean, you can imagine I'm just as frustrated as everyone that we haven't been successful yet at either stopping it or containing it.
BP's Doug Suttles. They'll try sticking a siphon into the well pipe. Well, Nancy Salas of Glendale is all right, but then again, she's not. Missing while she went jogging, she showed up in Merced saying she'd been kidnapped, but she hadn't been. She admits she hasn't been at UCLA for over a year, couldn't tell her family, and freaked out over it. Sentencing today, we know it's life without parole for John Gardner, who raped and killed at least two girls in San Diego County. 70s and low 80s later. 58 at K-Rock, I'm Doc on the...
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph will be here with the Movie Beat later on today, and Kyle Gass, you know him, you love him, from his other band with Jack Black called Tenacious D. He's got a band called Trainwreck. They're awesome, and they'll be joining us later on playing live. By the way, a quick tip, you ought to be on KevinandBean.com every day because we update it all the time with new stuff. Kevin, did you see my post from last night?
Nope.
CPR video with lingerie models.
All right.
I'm just saying, now's the day. If you've always said to yourself, hey, one day I'm going to learn how to perform CPR in the event of an actual emergency and I can save a dude's life, now you've got an opportunity to learn it, and you'll never forget the images that you see on that video. Go immediately to kevinandme.com and check it out.
I learned it once, and then, but now I think I'm forgetting a little bit
of
it.
Well, you do need a refresher course.
I need a refresher course.
Absolutely.
Little bit of a refresher, exactly.
All right, let's talk about Twilight. Let's talk about that movie series.
Okay.
Because the entire cast, or most of the stars, were on Oprah yesterday,
mm-hmm.
including Rob Pattinson, who joins us in the studio today.
Hey,
Rob.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Very excited, evidently, to be here. I'm
energetic. It sounds like it.
Evidently,
sounds like you're just crawling out of your skin with the glee right now is what you're doing.
It can be tough to be me, but you know, I am excited.
Okay, sure. Good.
Rob, on the Oprah yesterday, you had this quote. It's a great position to be in because you can walk into a room and everybody's screaming. That sounds like a hellish way to live. You can't enjoy that.
It's a burden.
It's a burden.
A burden?
Tough being Rob Pattinson, is it?
It can be.
Haven't all those girls want to have sex with you all the time?
I only have one friend. It's my acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm forced to live in different hotels,
mm-hmm.
such as the SLS Hotel, which I'm staying at right now in Los Angeles.
Don't give out your room number yet. Why do you do that?
You give out your room number and then you're not going to get peace. Do you really want? Do you want peace?
He's getting a lot of peace.
Yeah. So you're on Oprah and you had this.
That was
say.
A pretty good line from the broad.
It was not bad from the broad.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're on Oprah and you say this.
I used to want to be a rapper when I was like 14.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I have a lot of recordings of it.
I wish I didn't know that. I found them.
You wanted to be a rapper. You!
It's not so much that I wanted to be a rapper. It's that I didn't really have much of a choice. You know, every single day as a gorilla pimp and as a drug dealer out on the streets.
No, you weren't any of those things.
I didn't enjoy having to raise my pimp hand to get my money. But bitch better have my money. And I was a young man.
You were never a pimp.
I was.
Okay.
Okay, I was forced into this lifestyle.
Okay.
Growing up in Compton.
You weren't in Compton.
No, you're
Compton
not
Shire.
In England, right?
And it's that's the lifestyle that I was born into.
I see.
And my father was a thug.
No.
My granddaddy was a thug.
Neither
I don't
them.
Think either of that is true, yeah. So before
I had Henny in my baby bottle.
Nope.
I don't think that's true either. Before the acoustic guitar was your only friend, then you used to rap. That's what you're telling us.
I used to run the streets, and to fund my rap career, I sold crack and I pimped.
None of that happened.
It's true. You didn't do any of that.
But you said you did have some samples of your rap. I have a beat. Would you mind, are you good at freestyling it?
I mean, I did win Rap Off 2004.
You did? You were in that competition?
Rap Summit. It was Corrupt. If I remember correctly, it was Corrupt. It was Eminem.
Right. Right.
It was myself in the finals. That was in Detroit,
in
2004.
The finals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you won?
I won. So, I mean, I have some experience in.
It's weird that we wouldn't have heard of you back then, but okay.
I went under a different name.
Oh, what name was
your name?
Super Sick Shark.
Really? See, here's the problem, is that 17 other names came to his mind, but he can't say them.
Right, exactly.
All right, I have a beat. Do you mind indulging us with a
some experience with freestyle. Let me give it a shot. You know what? Let's do this.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Rob Pattinson.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody say hey. Everybody say hey. Now scream. I'm about to get live. I'm about to make it pop off.
Hey, Rob, I'm sorry. We can't hear you.
What?
Can you project a little bit? Speak up some, because the music's blasting.
I thought I was going to break your microphones. I was screaming so loud.
No, we can barely hear you.
Yeah, if you could just all right, you pump
want
up the volume.
You really want me to get live up in here? You want me to tear the roof off the place?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love to.
Here we go. Rob Pattinson.
Yeah. They call me R-Pats, and I'm up in the house. A stone cold pimp. I always turn the bitches out. Gonna show you what thug life is all about.
What was that last part?
Huh?
It sounds like you ran out about two lines in, then you didn't have anything else to rap about. Is that all you got?
Well, I was.
You were
flowing.
Going. Blah, blah, blah,
I was,
blah, blah.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was saying.
I'm R-Pats. We heard that.
Lisa. You're going to do the chocolate pizza.
Nope, you never
that
said
at
that.
All
right, one more.
That's a piece of tush I want to eat.
No, you didn't.
I didn't
one
hear
more
that
shot.
That would have been good.
R-Pats, and then we got to go. But we'd love. I mean, if you're really as good as you say you are, you know, give us something.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody,
get live tonight because Off Patch is about to break you off. Yeah, you ready for some sick rhymes, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. My nickel-plated nine is always on my hip. If I catch somebody slipping, gonna unload the clip. Because it's...
Well, what's that? What's that about? Robert Pattinson? You're just mumbling.
Are you eating?
Bullets.
What? You just said bullets.
Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
That's not, that's not considered freestyle, I don't think, because you remember like a line and a half, and then you want me to keep going?
Just the finesse.
All right. I think maybe
Bean shows.
Right, you're wise to leave the rapping behind and concentrate on just being dreamy, I guess. That's what we've learned today.
What? You're racist.
Racist against who?
Me.
Because?
Picking on my raps because I'm black.
Oh, boy.
Got a lot of problems.
Free Kato.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. And it is 6:24.
Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, did you just come in to hate on us again?
Yes.
Well, look, someone has to be reasonable and sensible.
Here's
around
the thing,
here.
Bean. Sometimes...
And a lot of you are not.
Sometimes you demand... Like, we don't have a choice but to stand up and fight you. We don't have... Because, you make us. You force our hand. We don't want
because I've got too many good ideas. That's basically what's going on here, right?
Someone needs to represent the side of right and God and sanity.
Okay, here's what happened.
And that's Ralph
happened.
And I.
Yes. A couple of days ago, a conversation came up about the Disney show iCarly.
Yes.
By the way, happy birthday, Miranda. Call me in a year. And I talked about how I'd seen the iCarly show quite a few times. And part of the reason I have seen a lot of those shows on Disney and Nickelodeon is because those are the channels of choice when I leave my house and leave my dogs at home. Because they're good. They're safe shows.
They're wholesome entertainment for dogs.
I mean, they're wholesome safe. Entertainment for dogs. Because you don't want to put something on that's scary or creepy
they
or violent.
They don't know.
You don't want to upset your dog with a bunch of gunfire and explosions and murder. You want something on that's just going to be kind of light and kind of fluffy and just provide some pleasant background for the animals while you're
out. So you think
when you were watching Human Centipede, did you remove all animals?
Yeah, good question.
I did. In fact, I did. All dogs were out of the room when I watched the Human Centipede because that's not appropriate for my dogs.
There are roughly 600 channels at your disposal.
Yes.
Some of them named the Animal Planet and Animal. There's
right.
A lot
animal. Animal's one of my That's favorites. One of my or but like CNN or Headline News. Some stations that are just chatter, just talk. They have nothing but just endless white noise, which would be perfect for this reason. But you go out of your way to choose Nickelodeon and the Pedophile Network because you
Disney
think
Channel,
your dogs are going to enjoy that.
I just think it's a safe bet. You never know what's going to happen on Headline News. You never know when there's going to be some sort of a terrorist attack and people will be crying. I don't want to upset the dog.
Let me ask you a question.
Look, for the same reason a lot of parents will put those channels on for their kids. You're drawing your own conclusions. You're not even listening to the rest of my sentence. For the same reason parents will choose those channels, it's because they're a known quantity that is consistent throughout the day, and it's safe and you know what you're getting.
Yeah,
that's
but the
why
thing is, the difference
those.
Is that children watch television and know it. And absorb it and acknowledge what they're watching.
Understand what's going on. Dogs
not
can't.
Not the case with dogs.
If you put CNN on and your dog watch a bank heist, they're not going to go out and rob a bank.
Oh, they might get that idea.
But what I'm saying is the part that you're ignoring is explosions, gunfire, screaming, crying, those sorts of things. Everybody can pick up on that vibe.
They get enough of that in real life. So when you leave, you want to make sure that it's calm for them.
To leave the Animal Planet on because you know I have a dog that does watch TV, and if she sees animals on TV, she runs up to the TV and starts barking.
Yes, Yum Yum barks at any other dog that's on television as well. I have the same problem. I can't leave the Animal Planet on. Too much, you know, they react to the animals. What do you put on, Lisa, when you go out?
I actually put the radio on. They listen to NPR.
Oh my God. Well. And then they just lay there in a coma and go,
that's a tranquilizer.
This is boring.
Well, I want something
that's cruel
that's
and
just
inhuman.
Soft chatter without commercials.
That's worse than Bean's gunfire and explosions
for
a dog.
Bean has the old murder network, apparently, on his DirecTV. I've never seen that, but I watch CNN and hide the headline news all the time. I'm not besieged with crying and explosions and murder scenes.
My dog's
a lot of decapitations.
Smart.
You don't
dogs
know, man.
Are
how,
smart.
How about What do you put on for Reggie when you go out, Ralph?
Nothing. He's a dog. He doesn't need television.
Well, then he's sad. Then he's sad when you're gone.
And you know what he does? He chews on his bone. He sleeps in his dog bed. He's
crying.
He's fine. No, he doesn't.
He's crying on the inside. I'll tell you that.
So you got. Well, let me see what you guys think, Lisa and Bean. Your dogs sit in front of the TV just watching and fascinated excited.
No, but when you leave the house is completely quiet.
Right.
Right? So there's a thing about the anxiety that dogs can have when you leave. If you have a little bit of noise going on in the house all the time, it's just more soothing for
them.
They
think someone's there and they can't find them. And then they're searching the house like crazy.
Right. And they just get paranoid because they think the house is haunted.
Where's the noise coming from? There must be ghosts.
And it masks outside noise so they don't start
barking. That's why I come from a different school than Bean, where he doesn't want the action in this. I would want the loudest possible, like, gunfire and like, bank robbery type stuff to leave on for my dogs, because I only leave on the TV to drown out outside noise.
And you live in a neighborhood like that.
Right.
So it's the exact same noise.
Well, that's true. I mean, coming from Watts. Yeah, I live right by the Watts Towers. Sure. You know, I just want to kind of blend into the outside noise.
Mike was the first person that tried the, I want to make sure that the noise drowns out what's going on outside so the dogs don't bark a lot.
Right.
Which was never brought up by Bean.
No, Bean's
and was never brought up by Lisa.
He's concerned about the content. Bean is actually concerned about the content of the programs his dogs are not watching.
Bean lives.
I'm not trying to drown.
Nobody's bothered by his dogs barking. Right. I'm not trying
to drown out noise because it's dead quiet at my house. But I'm not going to put something on that I think is going to be, you know, upsetting or irritating. why not put something on that I think is going to make their afternoon a little more enjoyable if I've got to step out? That seems
reasonable.
Because
they don't enjoy
television. Doesn't hurt anyone.
They're dogs.
I think it's more comforting that the environment stays roughly the same as it is when I'm home. It's less change
when I leave. Which
is filmed
by iCarly and pedophiles.
Right,
because
it's true.
Because the TV is on when I'm home, so it's more like when I'm home when I'm not.
Are you a pedophile?
Yes. No, not at all. All right, listen, we're going to take some calls on this because I don't understand why this is so upsetting to you, Ralph. I really don't, because it doesn't hurt anybody.
Because it's
absurd. I think it makes the dogs happier.
It doesn't. They're just dogs. They're not watching television.
It's absurd that you think TV is going to make your dog happier.
Well, we're both guessing here, and I have every bit as much reason to suspect that I'm right as you probably do that you're right. So let's see what the listeners have to
think.
It's
the fact that the dogs don't have the cognitive abilities to watch and understand a television program.
But you don't think dogs react to, say, a loud noise? You don't think it might frighten them? Just like it would anyone else?
Well, you don't put on the Fireworks Network. No, I wouldn't do that. But it doesn't matter whether it's Disney Channel or news.
It does.
Or
the food channel.
Any
His dogs
random
hate
noise
the food
wouldn't
channel.
Matter. You could turn on static and just the white noise would have the same exact effect if that's what you're shooting for.
Now, I will say, you don't want to leave on the Animal Planet, though, because dogs hearing dogs barking drives them nuts.
Okay, we did cover that several minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
That was 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What do you leave on for your pets, if anything, when you leave the house? Are you a bad dog owner like Ralph, or do you have it nailed down like Lisa and I do? 1-800-520-1067. Your call's after this on The Kevin and Bean. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That means Ralph has the movie beat coming up later on. You haven't seen The Robin Hood or anything, have you? You're just going to be guessing, right, Ralph?
That's what I do.
That's what he does.
Okay.
And he's
all right.
Great at
movies
it.
Without seeing them.
Okay, that'll be coming up later on today. And the band Trainwreck will be joining us, featuring our friend Kyle Gass. Can't wait for that. Kevin, explain these calls that we're about to take, what we're doing here today.
Well, this just came up in a weird conversation we were doing with Showbiz, where we were talking about iCarly.
Which is a show on Nickelodeon, and I said I'd seen it. And everyone else in the room told me how good it was.
For like 9-year-old kids.
Not me. Right.
Yeah. But Bean said, oh, yeah. And we were like, what are you talking about? You like that show. You don't have kids. Why would you watch? He said, I leave Disney on for my dogs when I leave so that they are entertained while I'm gone. And we said, are you out of your effing mind? And he said, no. And then we pressed him on it. And he said, yeah, I don't want them to see like gunfire and explosions and stuff.
It's very agitating.
It's parental control for his dog's television habits.
Yeah.
So we're taking your calls to find out what you think about that and what programming choices you make for your pets when you leave the house. Let's start with Doug. Doug is on line 7. He'll get the conversation going here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Doug. Thanks for calling in. What's going on, dude?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, so I totally had a female pit bull. She's growing up being a little tough ass. You know, they call them pit bull, I believe. And I didn't believe the whole leaving the TV on thing would help them out or anything, but thanks to my parents watching my dog for a while, they end up leaving Lifetime on for her, and thanks to them, now she's a sensitive little bitch.
Oh, Oh, really? So
the Lifetime channel has changed your dog.
Oh my God! Like you tell her hair looks bad, she just cowers down.
It's oh, that's so sad.
Does she ask if I look fat in this collar?
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So now that happened, and they ruined my female pit bull.
Right.
Yeah, I do believe it. So yeah.
Now definitely. You got to leave on ESPN or Spike TV or something.
Yeah, you got to push that dog up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, let's maybe there's something to it. Maybe you should be careful what you leave on for your dog.
I think we have a song for Doug, if you don't mind.
Oh, we do?
Guys who let their dogs watch Lifetime are whores!
Thank you,
that doesn't even make any sense. Let's try John. He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, John, thanks for calling. What are you doing with your dogs or cats?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, John.
Well, it's, I agree with Bean. I let my pip, I got a female pit bull too. She's a puppy. Mm-hmm. And she watches, different channels for kids with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And her and my daughter will sometimes, the dog will bark and my daughter will start to sing. And what's really cute is, when we turn the TV off to watch something else, or do something else, the dog will start crying and moaning and, want us to turn the TV back, look at the TV, look at us, look at the baby. Come on, we want to watch it, And then when
John has gone bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Even John, I don't need guys like you on my side. Come on.
Oh, come on, guys.
She looks at me and she cries.
Yeah, when you change the channel, the dog's asking you to put the channel back. You're right, John, that's happening.
I want that other show.
Yeah. Hey, John, say hi to the other guys on the spaceship. All right, I'm not getting much help here. Let's try the other people.
We have a song for John, for sure.
Oh, we do?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Guys who talk like Victor Fuentes but get all bitch-made when it comes to their dog to their daughter are whores.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Let's try Jenny. She is on line four. She says she is a dog behaviorist, so maybe now we get some expert input here. Hey, Jenny, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Ralph and Lisa.
Hello.
Are you one of those dog behaviorists that can read the mind of the dog?
No,
are you a dog psychiatrist?
What does my dog think about CNN? Too violent.
No, I worked for a shelter, so I did behavior testing.
Okay.
And so I would say that the Disney theory is totally a good idea. It's not going to really help separation anxiety, because that's when they're hurting themselves to get out of the house.
Right.
It's not going to stop that, but it is totally going to calm them down and make them happier. I wouldn't put the news on if I was leaving my dog alone.
You,
how about that?
You are crazy with a giant C.
No, it makes sense.
It does make sense. And she's a dog behaviorist, she says. Does she get any credit for that?
Look, I can say I'm a dog behaviorist. It doesn't make it true.
But you're not, though.
Right,
all right. Do we have a song for Jenny, then?
Girls with made-up jobs like a Matthew McConaughey romantic comedy are whores.
If your dog has problems, TV's not going to fix it. You got to get some training or help from a real dog professional, not that woman.
The dog, I'm not saying that my dog has problems. I'm just saying I'm trying to make the environment more pleasant for the dog when his owner is gone.
Well, that's and all I'm trying to do. Bring a dog masseuse here. And a dog spa, then.
There you go. I like it. All right. Let's go to Carrie, because Carrie has a suggestion on what she lets her dogs watch. Hi, Carrie.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
You leave what on when you leave?
When I leave on Animal Planet, or we have a DVD pet sitter. I have an old English bulldog and a pug.
Wait.
You have a dog sitter DVD?
Yeah, I got it at Petco one day, and it was only $2, and I thought I would just stick it in the DVD player.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And ever since I did that, my pug just goes nuts.
What is it?
It just, all it is a bunch of farm animals running around, and then every once in a while you'll hear a woman go, "Here, baby, baby," and they're whistling to grab their attention. And
Jesus. So basically it's a bunch of happy animals rubbing it in the face of your dog that they can run around whenever they want, wherever they want.
And, it's a virtual owner that actually wants to spend some time with your dog.
We put it in. We like to drink beers and watch them go nuts.
Because they do go nuts, but we're trying to make them not go nuts.
Wait, but if you have somebody on the videotape that says, "Here, doggy, doggy," isn't the dog going to then go, "I need to find who's calling me"? And it's going to be the opposite.
Grab their attention later. So, and it helps when we're gone, and it does keep the noise down so they don't bark at people coming by.
I'm sorry, Dick, what?
Oh, God, this bitch.
All right, do we have a song?
Yeah.
Girls with virtual babysitters for their dogs, but tease them by saying, "Here, come.
By the way, Eddie emails in, and maybe this is the best idea ever. Bean, just buy your dog his own TiVo so he can watch whatever he wants.
There you go. Good point, because that way he can program it and watch exactly what he wants, which would be ESPN.
So taking your dog in space, that's got to be worse than leaving the TV off for him, right, Ralph? I guess we'll find out that story of what's going on with the Chinese space program coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, looks like TV's longest-running live-action show, which is Law & Order, currently tied with Gunsmoke, could be over. Apparently, NBC has canceled the series.
I was just thinking about getting
into
that.
Or it could break the record. Law & Order? Trust me, you can see it on every channel all day long.
I know, apparently. And I never have.
Really?
And I think I'd like it, but I just have too much to
keep
up with.
It is a brilliant show. Yeah. I love all the Law & Orders, even the spinoffs. SVU and Criminal Intent are also excellent, excellent shows.
I'm with Kevin. I've never seen a single episode.
Don't be with me.
How could you miss Law & Order?
Don't be with me.
It's not a show I ever watched.
You
it's hard
I
not to
Carly.
Watch one. Yeah, really, that he's seen.
Because it's popular and you wanted to see
if
what it was about.
If your dogs liked Law & Order, you'd watch.
You know, I'm not a channel surfer, so I don't accidentally come across shows. I pretty much set it up to tape the things that I want to see.
But
that,
you said you watched iCarly because it was popular and you wanted to know why.
Check it
this
out.
Show's
yeah,
been
was
popular for years.
It's for like 20 years it's been popular.
You think one time you would go, gee, I wonder what that's about.
I like to stay current.
Are you
like
a pedophile?
This Law & Order phenomenon exactly. is all about for the past 20 years.
Everyone is over 18 on Law & Order.
Oh, I see.
Good point.
So, yeah. If it was Law & Order Kindergarten, he'd be checking it out. Someone
like,
stole my blocks.
I'd like to see that story.
Law & Order SVU and Law & Order Criminal Intent apparently will stay on. In fact, NBC's negotiating with Dick Wolf, who, of course, is the producer of these shows, to do Law & Order Los Angeles. He had another Law & Order show. But the original may be going by the wayside. Because here's the thing, the longer shows on, higher costs get.
Yeah.
Because the actors are getting paid more and more and more. So it looks like NBC may be cutting that loose. Speaking of cutting things loose, Alyssa Milano found out that her ABC series, Romantically Challenged, was canceled via Twitter.
That's not how you want to find that out.
You mean that's how they told her?
No, that's how she found out. She was following someone, apparently, who has some connection to the show, and that's how she found out.
Why are they so bad at that?
I don't know. You would honestly. You would think someone
the star of the show
would get a phone call from whoever's canceling.
As soon as they made that decision, they would pick up the phone before the word got out.
Just want you to know.
Terrible.
Yeah. Love you, but
right.
You know,
wasn't a good show.
It wasn't. Well, it wasn't deserved. It. But
yeah,
come on.
But
that's not how you want to find out.
Also, you won't find out what happens with the next Flash on Flash Forward.
What?
Very upset about this.
Yeah, that's
very
gone
upset.
By the wayside. So we don't get to see the...
So V gets renewed by ABC. Flash Forward gets canceled. Wrong choice.
As it should be.
Wrong choice.
Flash Forward became unwatchable.
Really? I still like that.
It kept adding characters, making it more convoluted and more convoluted. I was like, wow, this is season one of this show? You're killing me.
Wow, for somebody who sticks with Lost, it's funny to hear you make fun of a show getting convoluted and adding too many characters.
Because Lost is awesome.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn, you kids. Also, NBC has decided that they're shelving the reboot of Rockford Files, the classic TV series Rockford Files. A big deal was made about it when David Shore, creator of House, was going to reinvent that program for television with Dermot Mulroney playing the lead. NBC has opted not to explore that option, so we won't be seeing a new Rockford Files, at least not next season on television.
I heard the pilot for that was just terrible.
Oh. There's your TV update. Scott Weiland is twice the man he used to be.
Oh, God.
According to Rolling Stone magazine, he has gained 40 pounds.
Really?
What?
Since he was a member of Velvet Revolver. He told Rolling Stone that now that he's sober, he doesn't feel the need to be a scrawny 35-pound frontman anymore, so now he's 170.
Really?
I haven't seen him recently, but it'll be interesting to see Scott with a little meat on his bones.
Yeah,
170 isn't a lot of meat.
No,
compared to 135 when he looked like freaking Iggy Pop.
He looked like he lived in Ethiopia and hadn't eaten in 4 weeks. You're like, dude, here, you want a bite of something before you go on?
So apparently he's a little healthier these days, which is good news.
All right.
And speaking of Lost, Evangeline Lilly.
Yes.
Of course, plays Kate on that show. She is just delicious.
Yeah, she is.
She's the deal.
She is probably the most unlikely television star in Hollywood. She was doing an interview regarding the end of the show, and she said the reason she nabbed Lost was she decided to become an actor at a point in her life where she wanted to try new things, and she had never acted before.
Right.
So she got her pictures taken and just wanted to try some auditions, and one of the first auditions she got was Lost, and she got cast.
Wow.
Those kind of stories make people crazy here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
People have been just chipping away for decades trying to get a break.
You know what I might do? I think I might just give it a shot.
All right. Well, here's
not?
A good show, then.
Here's Loss.
Please enjoy.
All right, good.
She said odds are she's going to quit acting when the series comes
to
an
end. No.
She has no passion for it, she says.
Well, she could model.
Sure.
Right.
She could do that.
Just saying.
But that's a pretty good one-off.
Yeah.
If you're
not
going to be on a series and then, you know, say that's it for me, I'll take Lost.
And it's also the kind of one-off that is going to give her healthy residual checks for the rest of her life,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. But we're not going to see her like Whole Foods ringing people up, are we? I mean,
yes.
Honestly.
She said she's looking to get into the lucrative world of supermarket cashiering.
I'm saying, what is she going to do?
She doesn't have to do anything. She's rich now. She's probably going to sit on the beach in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be weird if she's just that kind of a gifted person who goes, well, I want to try something else. I think I'll go out for the U.S. archery team. And the next thing we know, we see her in the Olympics.
That's
just what
that
she decided to do.
Human millipede?
No.
Stop it. Today's celebrity birthdays. George Lucas. Legendary creator of the Star Wars world is 66 years old. David Byrne from Talking Heads is 58. Robert Zemeckis, another talented director and producer, he is 58. Actor Tim Roth is 49 years old today. He, of course, the star of Lie to Me over there on Fox, but he's been an actor for a long time. It was one of the coolest celebrity encounters I ever had was Tim Roth.
Oh, really?
I was drinking with a buddy of mine in the middle of the day, of course.
Really? You?
And we were at a little bar on Melrose in Hollywood, and it was just the two of us at the bar, and in the corner was Tim Roth. Just drinking, reading a script, and this was before the TV series. This is back when I knew him from the Tarantino movie, Reservoir Dogs.
Pulp Fiction, too.
Yeah, both. Anyway, we were just noticed him over there, and so we just went over and bought him what he was drinking, bought him a drink. And he looked up and said, "That is so nice because all the time I always get, oh, love your work, oh, I'm a big fan. No one ever buys me a bloody drink."
And I said,
"That's my kind of guy." That was a great encounter. CC DeVille of Poison's 48 years old today. Fab from Milli Vanilli is 44. Cate Blanchett, who's got a new movie today. Robin Hood is 41. Danny Wood of New Kids on the Block. Is 41.
Was it Danny Wood in that?
There was
band?
A Danny Wood.
Who knew?
He was the less successful of the kids, I think.
Never heard of him.
Sophia Coppola is 39, Amber Tamblyn's 27, and Miranda Cosgrove is 17 years old today. She, of course, is on iCarly, but Bean already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so did his dogs.
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Jennifer Mankata, who is our first winner of the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2010 tickets. We have your tickets coming up on the top of the hour, so keep listening for your chance to win on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:08.
I love the space program very much. This is Bean speaking. You know, Atlantis is going up today for the final time ever, Kevin.
That's going to be an amazing thing.
Well, it's kind of sad. And then the Endeavor goes up for the final time ever later this year.
Oh,
so it's,
no.
essentially, we're not going to be sending guys up into space anymore, which I'm very sad about. The Chinese continue to do it. They claim they're going to land a man on the moon by 2020. We'll see if that happens. But an interesting book is coming out and an interesting story we came across yesterday about something that's maybe a little bit different in the Chinese space program than in ours, right?
Well, the dude's name is Yang Liwei. He's a 44-year-old military pilot. And
don't break something, Bean.
He has written in his book, he's talked about the menu of food that they eat while in space.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people are always fascinated with that because you're up there, in many cases, for a very long time. You can't, you know, you don't have a microwave and actual food. You've got to take frozen foods with you and things that survive into space that you don't have a lot of option to cook with, right?
Right.
So they do beef enchiladas and lasagna and sweet and sour pork and stuff like that that they package so that they can bring up there. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd talk to the actual astronaut himself about some of the items that he brings up to eat.
Okay.
Yang, good morning.
How you go, Roundy?
Oh, we're doing fine. Yang, are you in space right now, sir?
Yes, I am space in the Shenzhou 6. The next mission of the Shenzhou space program.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Congratulations. Don't let us distract you if you have important work you have to be doing, but we're glad to have the chance to talk to you.
It's okay. I'm just watching my poop float.
All right. So let me see. You eat braised chicken, it says here.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Steamed fish is another item you take into space for
that's
you.
That's real good, too.
Something called dog meat.
Hey. Down, dinner, down.
What?
Down,
what?
Down.
What?
Yeah.
Dinner.
Dinner,
what?
Dinner, be quiet. I'm on the phone.
He does
be quiet,
eat,
dinner.
He does eat dog meat. That's one of the things that he mentions.
Hell yeah, that's good for you.
It is?
That's better for you than ginseng.
It is. It says in this article that dog meat is still widely eaten in northern China. It is believed to help battle the winter cold.
Yeah, that's right. It keeps you nice and warm at night when it's in your bed, and then again when you eat it at night. It serves two purposes.
But don't.
Down, lunch, get down.
Wait, that's another?
Get down, lunch.
That's another dog?
Yes, that's another dog.
Why don't you,
You know how I knew that? By the barking.
Okay, all right.
Why don't you just, can't you get more than one meal out of a whole dog, by the way? Why do you have to have two dogs, one for breakfast, one for lunch?
I'm up in space, where else I go to get dog? Well, I gotta keep it here so it's nice and fresh.
Okay.
I thought they like freeze dried all your meals.
Right.
Why no, I like to make everything fresh.
Do you have chickens up there with you and
no,
fish?
No.
Just dogs.
Just dogs.
Okay.
Dog is man's best friend and man's best meal.
It's not man's best meal.
It is. On my menu, I got poodle parfait coming up for the starter.
Right.
Then
oh, no.
German shepherd's pie. For lunch.
Right.
And then if I need a snack, I get like a chihuahua on a Triscuit. And then, you know, I can have shih tzu on a single. If I need a dinner or a schnauzer schnitzel, you know,
okay, right.
I use dog to like substitute for other meats, like faux meats, you know, like they use for like soy, you know, to make other meats.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes I have Yorkie turkey.
Oh,
it's just like turkey, but actually it's Yorkie.
Is that right?
How,
oh, who's that?
Down, breakfast.
That's
down.
Breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I named it that so I know who to eat next.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I hate to even, the visual of this is terrifying to me, but doesn't it get a little messy up there in the space capsule when it's time to, you know, start serving up one of those dogs?
You mean poop-wise?
No, I mean
slaughter-wise.
I mean slaughter-wise. I can't even imagine.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just hang one out the window with a leash and then get frozen, freeze-dried real quick, and then I put them back in.
I see. Well, that sounds efficient.
And then I throw them on the ground and then shatter.
Oh.
So it's nice and clean.
Okay. Well, it looks like you fought on everything. Well done, Wang.
I'm an astronaut. I'm very smart.
106.7 K-Rock.
106.
KROQ. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock.
The band is called Trainwreck. They'll be joining us in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, our old friend Andrew Siciliano will be talking about the collapse of the Cleveland Cavaliers and everything else going on in sports in just a few minutes. He's from Fox Sports, don't you know? First, though, it's Friday. Ralph is here. Time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
We are catapulting towards the summer movie season, and this weekend shows some big releases coming to a Cineplex near you. We're going to take a look at a couple of them, including Letters to Juliet. Oh, Amanda Seyfried. She is back in her element, the romantic story of a woman who is romantic, and then there's some letters involved, and these letters aren't to John overseas in war. No, that was last movie. These letters are letters that are left in a courtyard in Verona, Italy, that are written to the fictional lover Juliet. And volunteers pick these letters from the cobblestones of the courtyard and answer them to longing lovers looking for advice.
You're making that up.
I kid you not, my friend.
No! No!
I call this movie a knitting needle movie because I'd rather drive a knitting needle through my temple than to watch minute one of Letters to Juliet.
Look, I would never, ever, ever go see this movie. But Amanda Seyfried has never looked hotter than she does in the commercials for this thing.
Oh, stop it.
She's unbelievably
not enough
hot
to get you to this movie, though.
No
certainly not. Certainly not. Right. Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, people watch Dancing with the Stars and they go, oh, yeah, because the girls are hot. So I don't want that happening with this movie with you, Bean.
So well, she finds one of these letters, and she tries to reunite the author of the letter with her lover who a long time ago, and Vanessa Redgrave's in it, and just stop it. Just stop it. Here's a scene where Amanda is talking to Christopher Egan, and they're talking about Romeo and Juliet, of course, Juliet being part of that famous team of lovers. And Christopher Egan here is saying why he would behave so differently than Romeo did.
If I found the love of my life, I wouldn't stand there like an idiot, whispering in the garden. I would just grab her from that blasted balcony and be done with it.
Do you believe in destiny?
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's destiny that I'm here right now.
Yes. It's destiny that I not go to the theater to
wow
see this.
That sounds worse than even I thought.
Well, wait, there's more. How about Just Right? Kevin, Just Right is a romantic comedy starring Queen Latifah.
Stop it. She plays a physical therapist named Leslie Wright.
Okay.
And she's just right.
Okay.
She is a physical therapist who has was working on a NBA player, professional basketball player, played by Common in this film. And as they get closer, he falls in love with her.
Nope.
Because he's an NBA player, and she's Queen Latifah. And it makes sense that he would want her to be his girlfriend if his last girlfriend was Precious.
And only.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
No.
But Leslie Wright, in Just Right, has a hard time finding men, believe it or not, because they're always breaking up with her because they don't see the true woman within.
The right. beauty of
they
her.
They just look at the facade.
Maybe she should bring some of that out.
So here,
change the facade a little.
Here is a guy breaking up with Queen Latifah early in the film, and it's a line she's heard too many times before.
You are such an amazing woman. I'm serious. I mean, any man that gets you is going to be beyond lucky.
Not me.
I'm just out of a very long relationship. And, you know, my feelings are still kind of raw.
I miss
you're
her.
You're not emotionally ready.
Yeah.
And you need to be ready.
Yes. I am so happy you get it. See, you're thebomb.com. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, we can still
hang out.
Yeah, I mean, you're good people.
Yeah, she's heard it all before, man.
She says it at the same time he does.
That's how many times she's heard it.
It made me laugh.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
That made you laugh?
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Oh.
A little bit.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
You deserve this movie, Lisa. That's all I can say. And then the movie of the weekend, in my opinion, Robin Hood.
That's what...
12th century Robin Hood. Russell Crowe plays the archer who, of course, disgusted by the despotic acts of Sheriff of Nottingham, leads up a band of merry men in revolt. And he gets Maid Marian as a little bonus. And he goes around shooting people with arrows and chopping people up with swords. And just give me more of that. That's
Love
all
it.
I ask. Here's a scene where Robin Hood and his merry men stop a church caravan in Sherwood Forest to rob them. And the church is not immune from Robin
they
and his
get
merry
robbed
men.
Too?
Yes, because the church at the time in the 12th century was enormously corrupt and part of the government, more or less. So here's Robin and his merry men taking what they will to feed the poor and steal from the rich.
You there! Move aside! We're on church business!
None shall pass unless they can answer the riddle.
Moon mad! And what is the riddle, you insolent wretch?
What has 18 legs? And isn't going anywhere.
Evening, friend.
I demand to know who you are.
We are men of the hood. Merry now at your expense.
Men of the hood.
Ah. Men of the hood.
You ain't going nowhere. Is what he's saying. 18 legs are not going anywhere.
I thought it was a human centipede reference. I'm so out of the touch here.
You are out
you
of the
You are
touch.
Out of the touch.
Russell Crowe.
That is true.
Robin Hood. Violence, horses, arrows, swords. Oh,
letter to whatever, whoever that dude was.
John.
Letter to
letters to Juliet.
Come on,
Just Right. Yeah.
You're saying this is better than
I'm
that.
I'm saying the choice is obvious.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
The band is called Trainwreck. They will be joining us in about a half an hour or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's Kyle Gass from the Tenacious D is in that band, along with some very talented, very funny musicians. They are awesome, and they're going to be coming in and performing live for us next hour. Also, we have more tickets for you if you want to go see the Weenie Roast ahead of them going on sale to the public this week, and we've got that for you. Right now, do you want to talk some sports, guys?
Absolutely.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano, who I understand is, are you back home in the Washington, D.C. area, Andrew? Is that where you are right now?
I am back home, sitting in my parents' house. Is that weird enough?
Did you have to move back?
No.
All right, our time's okay. Tough for you at ESPN. What's going on?
No. It is the niece's birthday.
All right, so it's okay. You're asking our opinion. If you had to move back, that's kind of pathetic. But
no,
you're back,
I'm going to stay here. When I say stay here, I mean stay there.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
So, don't want me anymore. I'll leave.
Here's the question I have for you. When you travel and you go to a family thing and you're in a house full of people who maybe aren't quite as sports obsessed as you are you still able to watch every sporting event that's going on in the world at the same time like you do when you're back home?
Absolutely, because I get it from my father. So even if everyone else isn't obsessed, then he still is. So yeah, absolutely. He sits in front of the TV and goes back and forth between news and sports, and there's nothing in between.
Does he sit in front of the TV and watch the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yeah, and get somewhat angry. He's a little bit of a Cavs fan. I was not raised a Cavs fan. He's a Cavs fan. He's kind of dark and down this morning and kind of staring into his coffee like it's a bottomless abyss.
Tell us what happened.
What happened? He's not healthy. I'll put it that way. And people think I'm making an excuse for the guy. Yeah, I think it's more of an explanation.
Those of you that don't know, LeBron James, the last two games, has just... I mean, he scored 28 points, right, last night.
Well, last night he had a triple-double, for Pete's sake. So if you look at just the stats, you would say, wow, the guy had an amazing game. But if you look at the game, there are clearly points where he is not the same. Now, you can also make the argument that there's no team around him. But last year, this year, they won more games than anyone else in the NBA.
Right.
Garnett said it on the podium last night. We just beat the best team in the NBA. They are not right. He is not right. And, he could be very well out the door. The thing that I don't get, though, is the overhype. And we at ESPN, and I'll say this on my show today, are guilty. I mean, we have the game on TV. We do our best to pump it up and really go overboard. It's overkill. One game, I don't think, is going to determine the guy's future. He either leaves or doesn't leave.
July 1, I agree.
He is a free agent regardless of what happens in any of these games. This just leads to fear and paranoia and hysteria.
Okay, so July 1st is the first day that his agent can talk to other teams, and every other team basically wants him, of course?
Every other team wants him, but only certain teams have enough money to pay him. So it's a very short list, and the one that people have been talking about for years is the New York Knicks. They have, you want to talk about robbing the fans. People get mad about the Clippers and the product they put on the court.
They should.
They have good players. They should. But the Knicks, for the last 3 years, have made a systematic effort from the top to the bottom to get rid of all their good players and all their money so that they will have every possible dime to sign LeBron. But if he goes there, there's nothing to play with. You think he doesn't have good players within Cleveland. At least they've tried and put together some decent parts. In New York, it would be nothing, but it's New York. It fits his king-sized ego. It might make sense. Chicago makes sense because they actually do have some good young players to put with him, Derrick Rose most notably. And then there's Miami. There's this dream out there that can get him and Dwayne Wade together, and Pat Riley would get out the old oil slick and put it back in his hair and get back in coach. And that's probably not as far-fetched as people thought a couple of
months ago. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Has he given – I mean, I know that people have been asking forever, and he's been deflecting forever. Has he given any impression to anyone what he might do on July 1st?
Not at all, unless you take that when the Cavs go to New York, he runs basketball clinics and wears Yankee hats.
He does do that. That's true.
A lot of people don't realize,
love
though,
New York.
A lot of people don't realize, though, one superstar cannot win a championship for you. You have to have enough other guys to draw attention away.
Well, and that's why they got Shaq, though, for him this year. And that just
that's why they got Shaq. But did you see the cover of SI this week? I mean,
no.
Shaq looks like he's 185.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not the same Shaq. I mean, we love him, but he's
no,
not.
No, I don't.
Guy. They got Shaq for one reason, to fight Dwight Howard and to fight Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol. But they couldn't even make it that far.
They didn't even get that far because of Kevin Garnett.
Right. Right.
We are talking to our friend Andrew Siciliano from ESPN Radio right now. We're talking about some other sports in a minute, but right now we're concentrating on the NBA. The playoffs are going on. Of course, LeBron James. It was funny, by the way, when you talk about the overhype. I watched a lot of that game last night against Boston, and I think 90% of the time the game is going on, the announcers are talking about LeBron James.
Yeah.
Almost to the exclusion of what's happening on the court. Is there just evaluating every – I mean – he's under a microscope with everything he does. Now, what are the scenarios that would keep him in Cleveland, if any, Andrew?
Well, I mean, they're very simple. They could offer him the most number of years and the most money.
They can pay him more than anyone by rule, right?
By rule. So he can stay there and stay at home. He's a Northeast Ohio native. He's not from Cleveland proper. He's from down the road about 45 minutes in the Akron area. So he can stay there and stay at home and continue to try to build a legacy. Michael Jordan didn't win until he was 28. Now, Michael Jordan, granted, had, LeBron started 3 years earlier without having to go to college.
Right.
But he didn't win until he was 28. And this is very similar to the late 80s, early 90s, when Jordan and then coached by Doug Collins, they couldn't get by the Pistons and Chuck Daly and Dennis Rodman and Isaiah Thomas. And they kept beating them up every year. And eventually, with Phil Jackson there as their coach for the first time in 1991, Phil had this breakthrough, and they finally got over the hump. But Jordan couldn't win either. But the difference is Jordan wasn't playing in his hometown, and he didn't have this free agency waiting for him.
Now, is LeBron one of those guys who has to have a championship? And if so, that seems to limit where he would go. He wouldn't go to New York because they won't have a team that can support and win a championship.
He could win in New York. It would just take him a couple of years. He could win wherever he wants to. But the... the scenarios for him to win immediately would be stay in Cleveland, get better players, or hypothetically, you know, my partner Michael keeps bringing this up, just go to Miami, team with Dwayne Wade. He'd have to take a little, have to take a little less money, but if you put him and Dwayne Wade together, you're going to bet against him?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, let's turn our attention to what's next in the semifinals from the players and the teams that are still involved. Who do you like for Boston, Orlando?
Boston, Orlando, I'm going to go with the Magic. I think they're the best team in basketball, certainly other than the Lakers right now. And I mean, they've had two straight sweeps. They haven't lost yet. Dwight Howard is a beast if he stays out of foul trouble. I mean, think about it. The Celtics, to their credit, they're a bunch of guys that leave the arena in walkers.
Yeah, they're old.
I mean, God, are they old?
They're old.
And they're decrepit.
Yep.
I mean, they're like shuffling their feet. They're like old guys at sports club that keep complaining about fouls, you know?
All right, so Orlando from the East. What about Suns Lakers?
Yeah. I'll take the Lakers. The Lakers are a better team. I mean, you know, we can act that Kobe's angry about 06 and 07, and okay, so he's angry. If that's what he uses to fire himself up and the rest of the team, go for it.
Right,
the Lakers
about...
still beat the Suns 3 out of 4 this year and did so rather handily.
What about Lakers or Orlando?
Lakers, Orlando. Lakers beat them last year. I have no reason to believe the Lakers can't beat them this year. The Lakers are playing better, guys. As much as we panicked 2 weeks ago, and it was absolute sheer panic.
That always kills me.
The Lakers are playing better than any team in basketball.
That always kills me is that the Lakers will be playing great, and then they'll play one bad game, and people believe the sky is falling.
Yeah.
And you go, look, if you've been a Laker fan for any amount of time, you know they can play horrible and then turn it around and play great.
Yeah.
You can't
panic.
They're
still the best team.
They're still the best team, yeah.
They're still the best team. Now the team they're going to face hypothetically in Orlando is a lot different because they have their point guard. You know, Jameer Nelson was hurt. He played last year in the finals, but, I mean, he was hurt.
Right, didn't really play well.
Couldn't play.
Right.
So they're a different team now. But it looks like Orlando. I would say Lakers and Orlando, and I wouldn't have any problem saying that at all.
Right.
Andrew Siciliano is on the phone with us right now, of course, from ESPN Radio, and we fell in love with him many, many years ago on the DirecTV Red Zone. I actually have a football question. Yes, of course. I have a football question from a listener in Minnesota. Brad says, hey, Bean, if the NFL comes up when Andrew is on, would you ask him if he knows the return status of the great aged one, Brett Favre? I really don't want him to come back. If he doesn't, the Packers have a great shot at taking the NFC North. Great show again. Have a good weekend. What do you know about that? What's going on with Brett? Because it's been very quiet so far this summer.
He supposedly needs ankle surgery. He let it out a couple of weeks ago, part of his drama. Look at me, I'm over here, please pay me attention.
And what does that mean, not coming back?
He needs ankle surgery, so he says that if he is to come back, he's going to have to undergo that surgery. So please wait with bated breath outside my farm while I decide whether or not to take knife to ankle. I guarantee you that even if we find out he's not coming back, there will be media on the first week of the season waiting outside his ranch, still thinking he's going to get in a jet and show up for week one. I think he's coming back. I say 70-30 he's coming back. You know why he's coming back? Because he loves us talking about him.
Because he can't not have that. He can't not have that.
It's a drug. It's like a bad reality star who goes to some rehab house because it's one last shot.
What about that? What about hockey? Who's going to win the cup? Do you know?
I don't even know who's left.
Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, Andrew's not a hockey guy.
Hold on.
There's a game 7 tonight, by the way, between the
Flyers and Bruins tonight, right?
Boston, Philadelphia is a game 7. I can't break those two teams down at all. I know that Montreal, to me, is the story of the playoffs because they beat Washington, who is like the Cavaliers, above and beyond the number one team.
Yeah.
And then they beat Pittsburgh, who's the defending champion, and they're an 8 seed. I mean, they barely made the playoffs, and they took two game 7s in the West. What is it, San Jose and Chicago?
Yes and yes.
Yes. You probably know better than me.
I believe you're correct, yes. Andrew Siciliano, we always love having you on. Weekdays 11 to 3 on ESPN 710. His partner is Rihanna, and they do a very good show. I think you will enjoy it. Andrew, thanks for coming on the program today. We appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Live music on the Kevin and Bean Show from the band Trainwreck, featuring Kyle Gass from Tenacious D and some very talented, funny musicians. They'll be joining us in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What you talking about, Ralph?
It's Friday. That means new movies are in theaters, and one of them we've been talking about is Robin Hood, of course. Russell Crowe, the star, has been doing an extensive amount of publicity to promote this film. The reteaming of Ridley Scott, director of Gladiator with Russell Crowe, has a lot of people's attention. He was recently interviewed on BBC Radio, which is, of course, the radio there in the UK, which they hold Robin Hood in England in very high esteem. He is one of their legends, obviously.
Right.
And has a lot of import for a lot of people. And there was some initial, I think, trepidation about casting an Australian actor in the role of one of their legendary English characters.
Because they can tell the difference in accent?
Well, that they seem to. Unlike us, they seem to be able to tell the difference. And this interviewer in particular seems to be able to tell the difference. And he makes the mistake of questioning the authenticity of Russell Crowe's
to
accent.
His face? To Russell Crowe?
During the interview.
What an idiot.
And luckily for him, all Russell Crowe does is walk out of the interview.
Really?
Yes.
No phone nearby?
Because it could have been a lot worse.
Wow.
I would have thought that he would literally pull out a long bow and put a shaft through his heart.
No kidding.
But here is a little edited excerpt of the interview. You hear him defending his accent. And then the guy asks a question about Gladiator. There's a book now about Ridley Scott's movies where they say Russell Crowe didn't want to say some of the most famous lines in that film. He addresses that. That's what he's asking about here. And then you hear the results.
The accent you've given him, there are hints to me of Irish. But what were you thinking of in those terms?
You've got dead ears, mate. You seriously got dead ears if you think that's an Irish accent. I'm a little dumbfounded that you could possibly find any Irish in that character. That's kind of ridiculous, but then it's your show.
Whatever. So you're going for... Well, no, I'm just hung. You're going for Northern English.
No, I was going for an Italian. Yeah. Missed it. Anyway.
And finally, you can either answer this or not. I'll just give you the chance because it's out there at the moment. Because you know that the suggestion you didn't want to say the famous line in Gladiator in this book that has come out...
Okay. He gets up.
Thank you.
Throws his headphones
off. Russell Crowe, who waved his cigarette in farewell. Robin Hood can be seen.
There you go. Wow. Waved his cigarette in farewell.
Right.
Limey, the interview killer.
You know what sucks is that there's almost no actor working today who works harder, prepares more, gives more to be involved in a role as Russell Crowe does. I mean, the guy is a consummate professional.
Yeah. But apparently the accent wasn't good enough for that dude.
Apparently not. Wow.
Yeah. It's almost like a Kevin question. I was trying to become out of Kevin. You know, your accent isn't that good, really.
How dare you
walk out.
Like I know the difference between accents.
I've heard the accent.
All I know, is Kevin broke poor Adam West. So the last thing Adam West is going to be thinking about is how he peaked in 1966.
Yeah. Come on now.
Your career was over pretty much in the 60s, and yet you're still alive. Why?
Something
Kevin asked.
Occasionally,
that irritates me.
Occasionally I say things poorly.
Liev Schreiber is another one of those actors who never wanted to be an actor. Another one of these stories we had earlier today from Evangeline Lilly from Lost, who had real no interest in being an actor.
Getting an ass full of these stories, and I don't even want to be an actor. What about at it?
He tells the New York Post that when he was young, he thought actors were weird and wanted to be in advertising. He said he also dreamed about a gig in sales. What kid dreams about being a salesman?
None.
But he fell into acting, and it has been his career ever since. Betty White.
Yes.
Still in the news.
Tell me.
Life and Style magazine talking about her wild success on Saturday Night Live. And says that everyone was surprised that the 88-year-old, while they were rehearsing, kept requesting stiff-chilled vodka.
Really?
Apparently she still likes to knock a few back to take the edge off her nerves once
in a while.
That's
the first thing that anyone has said about her.
Now I'm a little bit more in favor of Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty White on this edition of Larry King. Do you consider yourself a new sex symbol for the younger generation?
It's not that I consider myself that. I just have to concede the point.
Well, that's the vodka talking, apparently.
Yeah. Sean Penn has finally been sentenced in an L.A. court for kicking a paparazzo in the leg. He was sentenced to community service and anger management classes.
I'm sure that'll work.
Of course, he's also going to be on probation. Sean Penn in anger management class. Would you like to be also in that class
while
he's
there?
Yes.
Oh my
God. He's ordering pizza, you know, it's getting delivered there. It's like, this is on our time. I'm here and you're here. And he does the whole Spaghetti thing, right, Kevin? Wouldn't that be funny?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't you try to provoke him, though, if you were in that class? Yes. Wouldn't you do everything you could
especially
to provoke
knowing
him?
He's on probation?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I'd say, why don't you do the whole thing Into the Wild? It's like Spicoli. Then it could have been a comedy. That's what I would have said.
Sure.
Take a swing
that would have
me.
Been smart, but.
Yeah. And Katherine Heigl's got a new movie role. She is starring in a movie about a woman who was born at the turn of the last century. She gets into an accident, and that accident physically makes her unable to age. So she stays the same age forever and ever and ever.
That's because a vampire.
Until she meets a man that she wants to grow old with, but she can't, Lisa, because he will grow older, but she will stay the same age, and it's heartbreaking.
Oh, God, what does she do?
I hope she kills herself. That's her only answer. It's called The Age of Adeline.
Terrible.
And no word on who's going to play the dude opposite her, but it's a romantic story, apparently. And apparently, she never ages and never finds time to get to an orthodontist.
Really? And all that time.
All the time she's alive. Centuries.
Snaggle.
Centuries of time. And she can't get herself to a good good oral surgeon. Or guy does
braces.
You're
saying she should have time for that.
I'm saying.
That's your point.
She's living for centuries. You think she'd get around to even the Invisalign or something.
Sure.
Know? By the way, have you seen the ads for this Killers movie she's got coming out with Ashton Kutcher?
We were just talking about it.
Holy
so
mackerel.
Awful.
How does Ashton Kutcher keep getting movies?
I don't know.
It is really one of the mysteries of life.
I do not know.
All right, let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Miranda Cosgrove.
That's what I'm talking about.
She is on iCarly. She is 17 years old. And so begins the countdown.
Yeah.
To 18. Amber Tamblyn. Very talented, lovely actress. She is 27 years old today. Director and daughter of another director who did pretty well for himself. Sofia Coppola turns 39 years old. Cate Blanchett, speaking of Robin Hood, she stars in that. She is 41 years old. Bassist Mike Inez of Alice in Chains is 44 years old today. Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli is 44. Tim Roth, 49 years old today. Robert Zemeckis is 58. David Byrne from Talking Heads is 58 as well. And movie producer George Lucas, who gave us three brilliant Star Wars films, and then the other three
and
as well.
And then three more.
Yes. He is 66 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
All right, now this is legitimately exciting here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Who is ready for a little wreck and roll, ladies and gentlemen? Who is ready to welcome the five-headed hydra of pleasure that is Trainwreck?
Woo!
To the Kevin and Bean Show.
Woo!
Hey, you guys.
How's it going?
Good morning.
Hey. Going well. How are you guys?
God, it's going well. This is such an honor for us. We can't even put it into words how exciting this is.
We're just going to grunt, moan, and
we kind of see it as our big break, really.
You do.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, let's give people some backstory on The Wreck, because this band, for you, Kyle, is not as well-known, perhaps, as Tenacious D has been over the past few years, but you guys have played together for a long time. Tell us the history, the story of Trainwreck.
Well, it started 8 years ago with my buddy here, JR, and Jack was getting too big and wasn't playing enough gigs.
Jack Black started going off being a movie star.
Yeah, movie diva, right? If you will, and got too big for his britches.
Sure.
So I thought if I start another band, I can make him jealous.
So these guys are an attempt to make Jack Black jealous?
Yes.
How's
and
that working out?
It's not working out.
Not really working.
All.
Not a bit.
He doesn't care? He barely knows we exist.
No, that hurts.
And
how long are you going to keep up the farce then?
Another 10 years or so.
Yeah, I think another 10
seven
years.
Or so.
Now, but you guys, you said you've been together 8 years. You play quite a bit, though, right? I mean, you're kind of a working – I know everybody has other jobs, but you guys are kind of a working band, right?
Yes. We're on the road probably, I'd say, over 30, 40 dates a year.
That's a lot.
Which is pretty – you know, that's almost one a week on the average.
That's not almost one a week.
How many weeks are there?
It's about half and half. I don't know about your math, but 30 dates, not
like
one a week.
It's like two a month.
It's like five, 10 a month.
We hit it hard.
What's the mission statement of Trainwreck? What is your goal? Is this another attempt to melt our face off? Are you making us think while we rock, or what are you doing?
JR, what is it?
All of the above.
All of the above.
I think we and Trainwreck, we aren't associated with that green stuff that grows up in Humboldt, by the way. Disclaimer. We are a Trainwreck of rock genres.
We're trying to bring the love back.
Okay. From
From whence it came.
Is the love gone?
The love left.
Okay, when did the love leave?
Love left the station.
I think when TikTok wrote on the charts.
Good, I'm glad.
And we're fighting it.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Although I secretly like that song, and the band gives me a lot of F you.
Yeah, you can't come on this show and defend Kesha. I'm sorry. You just can't. But you guys are into what I call, back when rock was good, you're into the boogie, the prog rock, the southern rock, all that kind of stuff that just, that frankly, doesn't get much play anymore, right?
Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, we have a solution to that.
What is that?
In fact, we were so honored and inspired that we wrote an epic jam for you guys.
You wrote a song?
We wrote a song dedicated. We're just such big fans.
Wow.
And yeah, we went into the laboratory and kicked out an epic jam.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So we have a song to play from Trainwreck about us?
Yes. Yep.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know how few people write songs about us?
I don't know.
Maybe zero.
Zero is the answer.
What?
Zero.
Oh, well, they're not true fans.
Oh, the crazy guy in Chicago did, Bean, right? What was that guy's name? Crazy homeless
Wesley
guy.
Willis. Wesley Willis did include us in one of his songs. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
His songs have a similar quality.
So it's him and then it's you guys.
This hopefully is more original. You
know, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Trainwreck. Is this a world premiere, would you guess?
This is it. Yes, this is it. I think it was just finished this morning.
All right.
Awesome. Trainwreck is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see them live tomorrow night, unless you guys are going to tell me you're sold out at DiPiazzi's. Is that gone, or can people still get tickets for that?
I'm not sure we've ever sold out.
Okay, DiPiazzi's on the East PCH in Long Beach, California, tomorrow night at 8 if you want to see Trainwreck, and their album, The Reckoning, is available for download now on Amazon and iTunes.
Wouldn't you say that writing that song would be selling out?
I think it's just called pandering.
Okay, pandering. Okay.
But you have more from Trainwreck when we return right after this in the Kevin.
We have Trainwreck in the studio.
Yeah, Trainwreck.
I'm going to play a little music. Psycho Mike in the other room has threatened you with death if you don't play Brodeo. He is going to blow the place if you don't play Brody.
Whoa.
That's not your wording there.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, okay.
In an explosive sense, like I think is what Kevin was talking about.
In the Armenian comedian kind of way.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So some live music?
We can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CD is called The Reckoning. It's Trainwreck.
How you guys doing out there? This one goes out to the bros. You know who you are.
It's time to party.
We got chips. We got dip. We shoot and we pound the bomb, but never sip. We got ice. Frosty beers. And if you're looking for girls, you're likely not to find them here. And when the Brodeo begins, we'll be hanging with our friends, all of whom are men. And when the Broverload occurs, we can all take off our shirts, wrestle in the dirt, spirits soar. We really scored. We got Jean-Claude Van Damme as our elected Broverlord. Holding bands, taking stands. We'll sing our anthem all across the land. And when the Brodeo begins, we'll be hanging with our friends,
all of whom are men.
And our Broverload will sustain. We'll be a pawn and table game. Hey everybody, who wants to jump in the pool?
I do.
I'll be the first. Come on, bros, let's take off our shirts.
Hey man, I love you.
I love you, bro.
We will always be bros. And someday we'll have some woes.
And God only knows. No matter where he goes, the cold wind blows.
That's beautiful.
Come on.
Beautiful sentiment right there. The band is called Trainwreck on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see them if you're in Southern California down in Long Beach at De Piazzi's on the PCH tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Reckoning, available for download everywhere. Hey, I want to ask about the Face Melter hot sauce. I know Mike's a big fan of it. Is your hot sauce hotter than Dexter Holland's from the Offspring's hot sauce? Because that stuff's pretty pretty tough.
This isn't face melting, I know that.
It's really not the hottest of hot sauces.
It's a 4 out of 10 on the heat
scale. Very flavorful. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's poorly named.
It's face melting.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a misnomer. You're lying to your fans. It's all over again is what's going on. Okay.
It's a little twinge of spice. That's it.
Sublime. How about one more from the wreck, since you guys are all set up? What
you
the hell?
You got it. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Girl, I wanna get with you. Five guys are with hearts of gold. Some
some of yum and a few are old. Adventure stops when you hit the road. Without the answers, you got to fold.
Wow! Get a little sticky at this point. Shreddy, get to the toolbox. BJ, I need some electrical tape. Dallas, you got a screwdriver? Clip.
What?
Just start running.
Where?
I've de-detonated bombs before. I can do this. Red wire, blue wire, white wire. 5, 4, 3. No! Because it's a train wreck. Oh, yeah. Wrong way down a one-way track to the train wreck. Oh, yeah. I want to get with you, girl. I want to get with you. I want to get with you, girl. I want to get with you. I want to rock with you, girl. I want to rock with you. I want to roll with you, girl. I want to roll with you. I want to roll, girl. I want to roll with you. I want to ride on you, girl. I want to ride on you. I want to tumble down low. I want to get on you. I want to rock in your world. I want to rock in you. Life fade out is true.
My.
Oh,
I gotta fade himself out very often.
I gotta be honest, you don't see live bands fade themselves out ever. Ever.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Nicely Kevin, what done. Are you gonna do? Your face is all melted. How are you gonna broadcast?
It's a 4 out of 10 on the heat scale.
Yep. The band is called Trainwreck. Of course they're awesome. If they've been around for 8 years and you haven't heard of them till today, then you just suck because they're great. Buy The Reckoning, available for download everywhere. Go see them this weekend at the PCH in Long Beach at De Piazzas. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Always great to catch up with you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Nice to meet the rest of you guys.
Thank you, guys. We
love that train wreck, by the way. A lot of fun, those guys.
They were great.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. By the way, tickets for Weenie Roast go on sale tomorrow, Saturday at noon. We are going to have a pair that you can win coming up in about a half an hour or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so stick around for that. Adam Carolla does This Week in Rage for us every Friday. He's a very busy man, though, doing a TV show, doing all those goddamn podcasts and everything else that he does. So he's not always available. So today we thought we'd take over This Week in Rage and then turn it over to Kevin and Bean listeners and see what's on their mind. And we're going to get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've got something on your mind that is driving you crazy and you feel like you need to put it out there, we are going to want to talk to you. Can I start? Do you mind if I start?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Couldn't be more ticked about this. Just found out last night that Flash Forward is being canceled.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest that it needs to be a new rule going forward that television networks are required to let the shows finish filming the series even if it gets canceled. From the millions of people that are already watching it and invested in storylines, when a show like Flash Forward that I've watched since episode one and I love is going away, it's BS that they just cancel it and they're not going to finish that story.
But they're not going to finish the story even if they finish the season, because look at Lost.
They
couldn't
would if
have
they
finished
knew, though.
It.
I think they would if they knew.
They're going to wrap that up
in
4 or 5 more episodes.
My question is, in this economy, Bean, maybe that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go, you know what? People are invested in this show. Let's go ahead and spend another $20 million.
That's why I'm saying this is where the president should spend a little bit less time being Kenyan and a little more time looking out for the American people and go, hey, Bean and 5 million other people love Flash Forward. I don't care whether it airs or not. God damn it, you're going back into that television studio and you're recording the episodes that show how the series ends and then put it out on DVD or something. You don't leave millions of people hanging because ABC decides they don't like a show anymore. That's what I'm saying. What about us? What about the little people, the TV viewers?
Well, no, there weren't enough of you, apparently.
Yeah, unfortunately, you didn't count enough.
I had the sense to bail after episode 2.
How dare you?
How dare you indeed. So anyway, that's what I'm ticked off about.
Here's what annoys me. Just before Iron Man 2, they had a trailer from J.J. Abrams, who directs another movie. It's called 8, what is it, Bean? 8, Super 8?
Super 8.
And it's about Area 51, and they transferred things away from Area 51, the train wreck, and you get the idea the aliens are going to escape. And then it says, next summer.
That is annoying.
I saw the trailer, and I leave.
It looks great, and then you go, it's only May.
Of this year.
I have to wait more than a year to see this movie.
I leaned over to my wife, and I said, when they say next summer, do they mean next summer, not this summer? And she's like, yeah, I think they mean 2011.
Yes.
I'm like, no! Yeah, that's don't tell us about it if it's that far in advance, right?
It's just, you can't get excited. Yeah, because now I'm excited and I want to see it.
Right.
And I have to wait more than a year.
That's BS.
All right, let's take some phone calls for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Let's begin with Christian. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
The thing that drives me crazy is you're trying to make a left turn, you're waiting there at a red light, it goes green, and people don't advance. They just sit there behind the line instead of advancing.
Instead of kind of moving out into the middle.
Because you'll never make it.
And the people behind you get screwed. I nearly had an aneurysm last night when that happened.
Yeah. You know what you do? Yeah. Bump. Just give them a little bump.
You're absolutely right. Look, we know that you can't make the left yet, but you can at least get into the intersection to position yourself to make the left when the oncoming traffic cessates. You're absolutely right. Excellent call. Thank you very much. Let's try Chris, line two on the Kevin Bean Show. Chris, you're filling in for Adam Carolla This Week in Rage. What's on your mind?
How's it going?
Good.
What's bothering me right now is big women in stretchy black pants.
Oh, the stretchy black pants are back.
They are back in a big way.
In a big way, yeah.
And on big women.
Yes, they're on everyone.
Yeah, there are a lot of women who should know better.
Yes, I agree.
All clothes don't look good on all people. You just need to know your limitations. We're with you, Chris. Thank you. That's a good one.
Let's try Bob, line seven. Bob is calling us on the Kevin Bean Show for This Week in Rage. Hi, Bob. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hate people that use their freaking cell phones at boom boxes on public places like the train or at the freaking market.
Meaning they play music on it?
On their freaking cell phones, blasting it on their stupid-ass little speakers.
That would be
annoying. Can't even understand it.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, if you're hip enough to have a cell phone, you're hip enough to get some headphones, right?
Yes. Go to 99 cent store, at least, you cheap asses.
All right. Great call. Thank you. Let's try Jeff, line four on the Kevin Amin Show. Hi, Jeff. You are Adam Carolla This Week in Rage. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm really upset about coiled cords that connect my phone to the base.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm in the office and I'm trying to use the phone and the cord gets all coiled and stuck and knotted up.
Yeah.
And it's like the one cord in my office that's coiled, like everything else is straight. It's like trying to save space as though I'm like in my office, like I really need to save some space. I better coil up exactly one cord.
Right.
This one cord is the one I use the most.
So why are they? Like, so why are they coiled at all?
Like flying all over the office because I can never really get a hold of it.
I hear you.
I agree.
I'm with you on that. It makes no sense.
Hey, I knew a guy who got tangled up in his phone cord and he died there. He couldn't get out. I mean, it was really, really sad. All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Sorry,
let's try Julia, line five, real quick. Hey, Julia, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. This Week in Rage, you're on.
Paperclips. This might not make sense to others, but I hate it when people put the small part of the paperclip in the front and the big part in the back.
Really? Are you serious?
You guys are crazy?
Yeah. It doesn't hold the paper as well. And my whole life, people have been putting the big part in the front.
I gotta tell you, my understanding of paper clips might be limited, but I thought the big part went in the back to kind of give it support.
I did too.
And then the front just kind of holding stuff on.
We've always done it wrong.
You're saying I've been doing it the wrong way the whole time?
Well, in all of my experience, it's been the other way. And I'm really uncomfortable with all of this change.
So somebody that walks by you at work with papers, when they have the paperclip the wrong direction, do you stop them and say, hey, turn the paperclip around?
Well, I get in trouble at work for correcting people about their mistakes all the time. So
yeah.
One of those.
You're one of those, it sounds like, yeah.
All right.
Censor myself.
Yes, good.
Kevin, she's very uncomfortable with all the change because, you know, once people start going willy-nilly with where they put their paperclips, next thing you know, it's anarchy in this country.
Well, that's a great call. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. The K-Rock Weenie Roast 2010, of course, is Saturday, June 5th.
And?
At the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Listen every hour on the hour if you'd like to win tickets. And you can buy tickets tomorrow at noon.
Oh.
Tomorrow at noon
yes.
From Ticketmaster.
And
those are the details. If you'd like more, go to krock.com. It is 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, 1 hour to go till the weekend. Got another showbiz beatdown with Ralph Garman wearing his Flyers jersey. Very excited about that big game seven tonight. How you feeling, Ralph?
History beckons. I think it was 1942. The Leafs did it. Toronto Maple Leafs
came back from 3-0 in a series to win a 7-game series, then the Islanders in 75. And now, if the Flyers win tonight, it'll be the third time in NHL history.
If you're a fan of any kind of sport, you know that a Game 7, especially when a team was down 3-0, that's crazy. Yeah.
And especially hockey, because the nature of the game of hockey, the speed of hockey, builds the tension for the entire 60 minutes of that game, especially when it's close. And anything literally can happen. Goals can be scored with 10 seconds left in a period that changes.
Game 7s are the best.
It's very exciting.
What is it, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yeah. Yep. I think it's on Versus.
Versus,
which is like 6:03 if you're a direct TV owner. So,
not that I know because I don't watch hockey, but that's it.
Yeah. Yes, that would be it. I've got the center ice
me too.
On direct TV.
771, 772.
So I see all the games
got
all season
that as well.
Long, so I'm very excited. All right, let's give away some tickets, shall we?
Got the MLS channel. You have that, Ralph?
MLS?
Major League Soccer, you have that? Where you get to watch all that?
I don't even know what MLS means. Okay. I believe that's Lou Gehrig disease, if I'm not mistaken. That's what MLS is.
And I have the package.
Just a bunch of guys drooling on a network. It's just not good for anyone. I've got tickets to give away to the advanced screening of MacGruber! The 30-second bid is now a big-time movie. You know MacGruber from Saturday Night Live. Stars Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, Val Kilmer. Movie opens nationwide on Friday, May the 21st. You get to see it before anybody else, though, at our special advanced screening if you're one of the first callers right now. First five callers, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call, and we'll be happy to give you a pair of passes for the advanced screening of MacGruber! All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? You know, I'm a wheeler. A wheeler dealer.
You are a wheeler and a dealer.
When it comes to showbiz in Hollywood, I've made some impact. I mean, that's undeniable.
Some is an understatement. You run this town.
I like to think one of my greatest achievements, though, at least here amongst our little Kevin and Bean family, is that I was one of the first people to discover Denny Blaze.
You were?
Denny Blaze, of course, for those of you who don't know, is a brilliant rapper.
And by brilliant, you mean?
Bad.
You're meaning comedian bad.
He's the Armenian comedian of rap.
Right.
He had a smash hit about 20 years ago, about 30 years ago.
30 years ago, maybe, yeah.
Called Average Homeboy, and has been skating on that video ever since because it was because of its genius.
It is bad enough that it keeps getting discovered by people, and they keep sending it around to people, and they go, I can't believe this.
Daniel Tosh gave him a web redemption on his show, Tosh.2.0. What?
Tosh.0.
2.0. Yeah. 2.0 is next season, I think. Anyway, he's got a new song.
Oh, right!
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's his new dance craze rap song called The Pelvic Thrust.
The Pelvic Thrust.
And he's got a new video out for it as well. And Dennis Blaze sent it to me himself. And I couldn't be more happy than to premiere a little taste of it here on the Showbiz Beat. So without any further ado, just a little taste of The Pelvic Thrust by Denny Blaze.
Denny Blaze, y'all, knows how to get down. I spark like a lighter in the sun. I keep cooking you till I'm number one. I'm a hot dog without the bun. Now get that body into motion.
Dance like Denny.
Dance like Denny.
Blaze.
Dance like Denny.
Like Denny Blaze.
High five in his crew.
Come on.
You just got blazed.
Yeah!
You just got blazed is his slogan.
I spark like a lighter in the sun. What?
Well,
it sounds like you're suggesting, Ralph, that whatever talent he originally have, he still got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't lost a step.
He's still bringing the bad.
You can find that on YouTube if you want to enjoy it as much as
What's
I do.
What's the name of it? Pelvic Thrust.
All right. The new tune from Denny Blaze. The new jam. You know what surprises me, besides the fact that Denny Blaze still thinks he has a career in rap, is that this Marilyn Monroe phenomenon goes on and on and on and on.
Right. I'm so with you because she's just become iconic based on nothing anymore. None of these 20-somethings who are running around loving Marilyn Monroe have ever seen a single movie she was in. That's for sure.
I'm sure that's true.
It's just that she was the sex bomb of her day, and there's something, I guess, always alluring about that. But it just surprises me that announced this week, there are two different Marilyn Monroe biopics in production that will be competing with each other at the box office.
It seems to happen a lot.
It does.
How does that happen? Is it just people shopping around a bunch of different versions of the same story?
I guess. I mean, it happened with Sherlock Holmes. There was another one in the works when Robert Downey Jr. was developing theirs.
Right,
it happened with Robin
right.
Hood when Russell Crowe was developing his film.
Now, Truman Capote.
Truman Capote got made. Had to, and made and released practically at the same time. So, It is interesting to me, but Michelle Williams apparently will be starring as Marilyn Monroe in a film called My Week with Marilyn, which is a biopic about her. And then Naomi Watts will also be starring as Marilyn Monroe.
Both good actresses.
Yeah, I'd go to both of those, I think.
I don't know how compelling her story of her life is in general, but she was a big star, so maybe they'll both find an audience. But I can't imagine that people would be that interested to go see.
I can't either. Unless there's plenty of TNA. That's pretty much.
Well, she was a goer. That Marilyn Monroe, that's for sure.
So there you go.
She liked the fellas.
She did.
Did she have Robert and John Kennedy? She had them both.
That's the word. She had JFK and
she had
her
the entire Kennedy family.
Yes, I believe she did.
She was had a voracious Kennedy
appetite.
Even
Jackie apparently got a little something something from Marilyn. So there you go. But she would sleep with gangsters and she would politicians and movie stars. She slept with everybody she was in a movie with. And of course, famously Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player. She was married to him as well. So.
She's a goer, you're right.
The modern day Marilyn Monroe, I guess we can only, the only thing closest thing we have in our generation is Heidi Montag, I think, in terms of energy.
Comparable and talent,
energy and persona and
How
talent.
How dare you.
Another story about Spencer and Heidi, of course. Not a day goes by, we don't have a new story about them. This one involves, apparently, her mother, Darlene Egeloff. Darlene showed up at the house of Spencer and Heidi the other day and refused to leave.
What was she doing there?
I don't know. There's some drama going on between Heidi and
I want dinner.
I think what's happening, Ralph, and this is speculation, but what's happening is that everybody's trying to pull Heidi away from Spencer. I think that's what's going on here is that he's basically got her like a prisoner. She never leaves the house. She doesn't have any friends of her own anymore, and people are trying to save Heidi.
Well, it's been documented that her mom has said as much. She was horrified by the plastic surgeries that her daughter went through.
Those well, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, your daughter comes home and you see a completely different person at your doorstep. It's got to be a little freaky. So this does smell of an intervention, but the cops had to be called, and they escorted the mother out of the house because she refused to leave.
Hmm.
Now Heidi's talking about getting a restraining order against her. And Spencer Pratt, he's magic. He said that Heidi's mom decided to rape my wife emotionally.
Okay.
Oh, please. Really? That's what he said?
Yeah. So, bad news.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Spencer Heidi.
Jokes are fun and funny, but when they're at the expense of someone, they're just mean.
Oh, okay. But they can be funny and mean, too, by the way. There is that category.
And often are.
I just don't know why they're such mean people.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher says he wants to be a father. Now, people raise the question, how about your wife being 47? Is that an issue at all?
And is he 18 yet? I don't know.
Yeah, I see. He just turned.
Is. Okay.
He said that he wants to have a baby with his wife, Demi Moore, and he isn't worried in the least about her age because he says his wife is, and I quote, a genetic freak.
I guess that could be a compliment.
I don't know if there is plastic surgery for uteruses, but maybe she's had a nip tuck there, too.
Did you say 41?
She's 47.
47?
47 years old.
That is getting a little up there for having babies.
Doctors speculate due to her age, she will have a teenager.
Is that right?
Yes, if she gets pregnant. So that would be
That's not how you want to start, either, with teenagers.
It really isn't, because they can cause some trouble. Today's celebrity birthdays. Miranda Cosgrove is 17 years old today.
Yeah.
She of iCarly fame. Amber Tamblyn. I guess most recently we saw her in The Unusuals, right? Wasn't that the competition on ABC? I like that show, too, with Jeremy Renner. She's 27 years old. Sofia Coppola turns 39 years old.
Today. Oscar winner, by the way, Sofia Coppola, remember?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's just weird. It's weird to think, because you never think about her as being an Oscar winner, but she sure did.
Yeah. Cate Blanchett, star of Robin Hood, which opens today, is 41 years old today. CeCe DeVille of Poison is 48. Maybe my favorite Surreal Life contestant ever. He was awesome on that show. Tim Roth turns 49 years old today. Robert Zemeckis is 58. David Byrne of the Talking Heads fame is 58 as well. And George Lucas gives us 66 years of pleasure today.
Not all of it.
Thank you for all your lightsabers and Wookiees, George.
It's not all been pleasure.
Well, that's true. There was Howard the Duck. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Rob Pattinson, star of the Twilight movies, a rapper, will explain. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, the Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. That's our voicemail. We've got it set up for you 24 hours a day. You leave us a message, and we play it back like this.
Sam Anderson.
Thank you for that.
Penis.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, long-time listener, love your show. I saw your guys' photo on a website, and now I have one more reason to love your show. You guys make me so horny.
Oh, wow.
That's rare.
I didn't expect that. He's we got an email this week from a listener, by the way, who has been with us for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And has never gone to the website because he doesn't want to know what we look like. Because in his mind, we're Studley. And he at least he's smart enough and aware enough to realize how disappointed he's going to be if he really sees us. So
he is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, great call. Well done. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Jesus Christ. I can hear you guys breathing on the damn radio. Stop breathing.
I've heard that often. That has been suggested. Unfortunately, if I stop breathing, I won't be much good to anyone. So I can't help you.
I think we back her.
Stop. Just go ahead and stop breathing.
I think so, yeah.
Let this be the last show.
We did a cribs at Doto's house, and Psycho Mike discovered a drawer full of hundreds of women's panties.
Why did I just stumble upon a collection of hundreds of pairs of women's panties?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
You guys smell like Doto's secret bag of underwear.
How does he know what we smell like?
I don't know.
I mean, it's possible that we do, but how does he know? Lightning came in and he was screaming about the fact that Limp Bizkit is back.
Thank you for reminding me why I stopped listening to Limp Bizkit. Shut up, Lightning. Shut up. Terrible.
Okay.
And finally...
Have you guys seen these new Sex and the City 2 posters where the girls are standing in a desert and they look young and attractive? Somewhere there's an airbrush artist with a shattered wrist. That's all I got to say.
Good point.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 19 minutes till 10 o'clock.
Oh, this is uncomfortable. This is bad.
What's wrong?
A listener took the time to figure out where we'd all be in the Kevin and Bean human centipede if we were to make one. He's placed us in order of where we'd have to be in the centipede.
I want
to
hear it.
Alex gets to be the head, and I don't know how she would... Hey, what?
Playing you right off.
You don't want to find out where you're going to appear in the human centipede?
No.
I think that would be of prime importance to you. Whose ass your mouth is attached to, and who's attached to your ass.
I have to know.
All right, he's got Alex
first.
This
isn't going to happen.
She gets to be the head in the vet of a human centipede.
Kevin,
you're right behind Alex. You get to be second.
All right. As long as I'm not connected to Doc in any way, I'm happy.
Mike, I'm sorry to say that you're going to spend eternity on Kevin's ass.
That's where he always is, by the way.
Lisa, bad news for you. You're right behind Mike.
Why do I have to be? No.
But it's bleach. It's
Mike has the fear.
Yeah, he does.
Why do I have to be there?
That's just the way it is.
Dave, the king of... Excuse me. Bean, that's me. I'm right behind Lisa.
That
is BS.
What a waste.
Bean made this list, obviously.
Sure. No, this is from listener Steve. I read it right off his email.
Oh, that's it, Steve?
That's a waste
of
opportunity
right there. Couldn't come up with a better name than that, Bean?
And then the King of Mexico, then Omar, then Cleo, and then Ralph, you're at the end, which is great for you because that means you don't have to have your entrails pulled out and then threaded into the person behind you.
Yeah, but he gets the final product.
Final countdown. This is the worst conversation that has ever been had.
You get all the poop from Alex down goes through you, Ralph. I'm sorry to say this. So. Anyway, thank you, Steve, for emailing us the Kevin and Beanipede.
I wish I hadn't heard that. And I demanded it. I know, but I wish I hadn't.
You said you hadn't.
I know. I was wrong.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Here's Ralph Garvin.
Why don't you take next week off, Bean?
I think that's a great
idea. Yeah, we're tired of your BS.
I won't be able to hold up my end of the centipede, though.
Yeah, just make your own centipede. Yeah,
just have some time to yourself.
Just follow your head up your own ass, which is how we usually roll.
Oh, no!
Snap!
What?
Boop. Finally, my two favorite things have come together in one perfect, delicious, magical event.
Charlize Theron and...
No. This is the combination of peanut butter and chocolate. This is all good things.
Okay.
Wow. Vivid Entertainment has announced the formation of a new imprint with their company called Vivid Superhero, which will be all porn films that are parodies of comic book movies.
All right.
Starting with the release of the recently wrapped Batman XXX, a porn parody takeoff on the popular 60s TV show.
What happened to creative naming of porn?
Look,
that's not creative.
I get to see Batgirl and Catwoman go at it. I don't care about your creative naming.
I'm saying you can do
creative names. They do do both.
All right.
But now we get these. We get our favorite comic book heroes banging it out. And if you've seen the trailer for this movie, it looks pretty awesome.
Awesome.
The costumes and production value are pretty spot on with the 60s TV series.
So I like it.
Now, Ralph, tell me how they can legally do something that
parody.
Looks so much. Oh,
parody.
Well, I guess.
Parody.
What are you saying?
Which used to defend us, so the First Amendment's protection of parody used to defend us until our lawyers decided the First Amendment didn't mean anything.
That's right. Correct.
Exactly. Doesn't apply to us. Exactly.
You'll notice what they do, especially in the Batman situation, is they've got the spot-on costumes.
Right.
But when it comes to the trademark logos, like the bat emblem on the chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
That has been replaced with triple X's in a yellow circle on his chest, that kind of
thing. They can still copyright those images.
Can use the image,
the Batman logo. Gotcha.
But you can spoof the show, and they're also having plans. A parody of Superman, the Green Hornet, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Captain America, Thor, the Incredible Hulk, and Iron Man all on their slate.
Mike,
as well.
Your job is to come up with titles for all of those. Good porn titles for all of those. Because they're having trouble.
If it's anything like their last line, it's going to be, "This is not Batman."
Right,
this
which is
not Thor, right?
Which is bad.
No, it'll be Batman Triple X, a porn parody. They'll call them porn parodies, and as long as that's in the title, they'll be fine.
All right. So.
If you hadn't gotten Sharktopus, Ralph, and kept your mainstream career alive, you might have been up for Batman in this porn parody.
I could have been. Slide down the bat pole.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Get into the bat cave.
Yeah.
Gives a whole new meaning.
Yes, it does.
James Cameron is offering his private fleet of submarines to help BP clean up their oil slick. What a guy.
What a different world he lives in.
It's kind of funny that he thinks that he's the guy to save the day.
Who knows? Maybe they need...
Well, they don't.
Submarines.
They've got 5,500 vessels already involved in the rescue and cleanup mission, as well as a small air force of planes, which are bombing the hell out of it with oil dispersant that breaks it up.
Okay.
And they've got the U.S. Department of Defense loaning them submarines if they need it. Turns out that they got it handled.
Okay.
Cameron calls him and says, "You can have my submarines if you like. I've got submarines."
How many does he have? You know?
It doesn't say how many craft he has here. But on top of it, they're all docked currently at Lake Baikal in the former Soviet Union. So getting them down to Louisiana might be a bit of an issue.
I'd like to suggest he doesn't own them then. they're parked in Russia.
So I just thought it was funny that he was... I guess his intent was good, but it still seems like he considers himself sort of in that realm where he can step in and help them out.
You know what? They can have mine.
A lot of people are doing
They can
stuff.
Have mine as
they
well.
They can have your submarine,
yeah.
You're a guy.
My fleet as well.
You're a good dude.
Thanks.
And is Matt Lauer cheating on his wife? A lot of people, a lot of Today Show fans upset by this news today.
Uh-oh. The
story has broken that Matt and his wife of 12 years, Annette, are splitting. Now, Matt and Annette both say it's just not the case, that they are very happy together, and these are all just rumors. But today, the internet was rife with rumors saying that Matt was actually engaged in an affair with Whitney Houston's half-sister, Alexis Houston.
What?
That isn't good for you.
Apparently, according to these stories, they met on the set of the Today Show back in 2007, and Matt and Alexis took a shining to each other, and
they were in the shining.
They were in the shining.
Who knew?
Shined to each other and started an affair behind his wife's back. And they say at the Winter Olympics, he was seen gallivanting about the Vancouver Olympic Village.
It's been a long time since Whitney Houston was hot, but she sort of was.
Yes,
she
right?
was.
For all before the crack.
Her half sister Alexis has a vague Dennis Rodman quality.
Ouch!
No! She's not the most attractive of the Houston family.
You know,
that's
before
a great
the
picture,
it's a good picture.
Great picture of her.
Yeah.
Before the Tiger Woods and the Jesse James and all the other stories recently, I would have automatically assumed this story wasn't true because why would such a high profile guy take a chance on having an affair? Such a public figure,
right?
But apparently, that doesn't come into anyone's mind anymore. They just go for it.
Kind of
looks
two...
like Scottie Pippen in a wig,
sort of.
Yeah, I got that kind of vibe going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah,
more Humpty.
Without the Humpty nose. Yeah.
With the Humpty nose. Yes, Lisa?
It seems to me several years ago there was big trouble between these two.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't really care about Matt Lauer.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Of iCarly is 17 years old today. Actress Amber Tamblyn. I guess we first met her when God was talking to her, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
She was
that
Joan
show.
Of Arcadia.
That's
very
great
entertaining
show.
27 years old today. Sofia Coppola. Oscar winner! Sofia Coppola is 39 years old today. Cate Blanchett has got a new movie today called Robin Hood. She is 41 years old. Fab Morvan of Milli Vanilli celebrates his 44th birthday today. Mike Inez of Alice in Chains is 44. Cece DeVille of Poison is 48. Tim Roth from Lie to Me, which just got renewed for a second season, is 49 years old. Robert Zemeckis, very talented director who gave us Roger Rabbit, amongst others, is 58. David Byrne from Talking Heads is 58. And George Lucas also has a birthday today, 66 years old today.
He's done some good work, that Lucas.
He has, and some real bad work.
That's correct.
Just to show you, nobody's perfect.
Both ends of the spectrum.
I also want to thank our friends over at Don Francisco,
yeah,
by the way. Don
yes.
Francisco Coffee, who gave us coffee all morning on the morning show, and it is it's great coffee. I've never had Don Francisco before, but it's apparently owned and operated here in L.A., and so it's like having coffee with a neighbor when you drink Don Francisco's coffee, I think.
Is it?
I don't often drink coffee, but when I do, it's Don Francisco. I'm the most caffeinated man in the world.
And it sounds like it.
I'm Rob Garman. And I
wasn't able to perk up Dave at all, by the way. Did the coffee work on Dave?
No, I don't like coffee.
I don't like caffeine.
I don't like caffeine.
I don't like caffeine or keffy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, Monday morning, an all-new program. We are going to tackle the subject that Newsweek tackled, which is, can gay actors play straight roles? That's the question.
Or can they be DJs on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes, that's also the question.
You me.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on Monday. Dewan A. Johnson from Los Angeles, California on the program on Monday.
Okay.
He's got some updates on his singles video, some extra things that he would like to speak about.
I'm not involved.
We have Internet Roundup on Monday, and we have Matt Money Smith in the studio, and we have Dennis Leary as well.
Wow.
On Monday morning's Kevin and Bean Show, so have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Bean, not welcome.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I like Bush.
Suck it! Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Stop smoking crack.
Roll another one.
She's a lesbian.
Just like the other one.
Machete.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Box.
And I need another hit.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too. Okay? Thanks.
Nope.
Roll another one.
Nice sausage.
Just like the other one.
It makes you happy.
This one seems to be about to end.
It's surprisingly salty.
I don't have another cent.
What the heck is up with that?
That's a good question.
Just pass it around.
Circus freak.
Go Flyers.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
It's bullshit, man.
But just pass it on down.
Look, I've been thinking. Maybe I need to hit the big red button and bring an end to this operation. I mean, it's been fun, but it's out of control now. Am I right?
Anyway, I'm out of here. I head out to those streets with potholes. And I read somewhere they're going to have more potholes coming soon. So watch out for those potholes. Somebody should go out and put markers and draw where all the potholes are so we could kind of avoid them. Anyway, stay tuned now for Beer Mug. Keep you up the rest of the night and keep you in shape.
Out! I want you out! This isn't working! I don't care where you go as long as you don't stay here!
What are you saying?
What don't you understand about